Okay, I've definitely smoked
before
like,
that.
Like
yeah.
Last, like not.
And we're live.
No, we're not. Oh, you hit the button.
You don't know what the red means by now. Come on, you're a veteran in this game, aren't you?
Sorry,
we are now recording.
So sorry.
Savino, we haven't done your profile yet. Have we? Maybe we have.
We haven't done my profile.
Profile.
We haven't done either
the
of your
the
profiles.
Fuck? Yeah, but we know everything about you.
I know, I talked
and your parents.
Stop.
Oh, the parents question? Like the move forward?
No,
there.
No, don't ask me that.
No.
Well, we can ask you that.
That's good. Thank you.
That's good.
Unless, can you move forward into a scissor or something?
See, well, that's what I was trying to think of last episode.
No.
Like, we got to figure out some question to ask women.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, you got to make it equal.
Like, am I wearing a strap on? I don't get it.
Well, that's just
there
not,
it is.
That's,
wow.
That's not as personal.
Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
I'm just trying to
you could say, like,
help your cause
what would
here.
You do if your dad was in you? I feel like it's more weird for a girl, though, too. It's like, I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah, it's different. Probably, I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
Scrap that.
Cut that part out where I said strap on. My mom's going to listen to this.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's do the questions.
All right, what's your name?
Savino.
What's your real name?
David.
Last name?
Ignamarillo. Doesn't flow, right?
No, Savino. Say that again.
Wait a minute.
I really don't know how to pronounce your last
David
name.
David Ignamarillo.
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 How do you
is that Portuguese?
How do you have a first name and a last name like that, and your middle name is
dude,
David?
I know.
Like,
it,
what
it's the
fuck?
It does not flow at all.
Which one of your parents is stupid?
Well, I'm a junior, so then it. If you want to go after that,
oh, you are.
You go grandparents.
I didn't know that.
So then your dad's the idiot because he said, "I've been cursed with this middle name, and now I'm gonna bestow it upon my child."
Yeah, yeah. It's
are
like,
you gonna name your son Savino?
No.
Really?
No.
No.
You know how annoying it is? Like, for, like, even at work, they're like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, Savino. And they're like, what? And I have to spell my first name. I'm like, okay, what's your last name?
Wait,
like,
so what?
Son of a bitch. Like, it's even longer, dude.
I remember, like, having substitute teachers growing up. They were like, Savino.
Yes.
Not even going to try this.
Yeah.
Same thing in college, too. It'd be like, Savino. Savino. Savino here?
It's the only Savino.
Yeah. That's
yeah, fine. Jack didn't get my Sav joke last time. Remember that? He was like, "Yeah, dude, I only drink cab Savs normally," and I'm like, "I'm like cab Savinos," and he's like, "What? Who? What? What do you mean? What's Savino?" I'm like, "Cab
Savino?
Cab Savinos," and he's like, "I was like cab Savs, dude."
I like the joke that we had with the cab. It was just
yeah,
like,
yeah
we got
funny.
A cab back home.
That was funny. Cabernet.
All right, you're not getting off that easy.
All right, keep going.
What's your credit score?
500, 600, I don't know. You're not supposed to really check so often.
And
no, you can get credit karma.
I tried to tell you mine.
That,
anyway.
That commercial
feel bad.
Is definitely bullshit. I don't believe
it. It's on Discover. If you have a Discover card, they tell you it for the free.
Yeah, just get credit karma. You'll be fine. How many car accidents have you been in the last year?
One big one.
Okay, that's not the question I asked. I didn't ask about the size of them. How many?
Whatever you do, don't ask how many accidents in general he's been in.
Yeah, it's way too...
Okay, how many accidents have you been in?
Like
plus or minus 10?
Plus.
Plus,
wow.
Okay. And that's
like,
why
not,
I park
like, not car,
far
not
away from
not car accidents. No.
He's injury prone and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I thought you meant like in general.
No, can you tell the story about the lakeside thing?
Oh.
And can you tell the story about the door? Yeah.
So we'll start off with the lakeside one. That was back then we used to do this game where we would just turn the lights off and everyone just mosh and beat the shit out of each other.
We were all friends.
Anywho, we would like usually just beat the crap out of each other or just jump on each other's back. So one kid jumped on my back and I'm just swinging my arms like crazy and can't see. And I punched a window, but it was like the double glass. So like one went in and like the other one too. And then I just pulled back on both and it ripped out. You'll still see the scar right here. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And like it was gross because like my fat was hanging out.
Ugh.
And like it was like yellow stuff, blood
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, oh my god.
Dude, it was gross.
Oof.
And then the high school one.
Who was it that jumped on your back? Wait, can we say that? Or
I
does he have
we
to...
can say names. I don't even know the kid personally still
so
anymore.
Don't.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
say it though.
Yeah, it's not someone we're cool with. Fuck that kid.
I wonder why.
I'm sure he's cool. And then high school one was actually because I smacked someone in the face and he came chasing after me and him and another person, can I feel like I can't, it's hard to not name drop, but the other person like as I was turning into the room, so like my left foot was
yeah, they were both chasing you, right?
Yeah. As I was turning in, the other, one of the kids pushed me from behind, so like I just went smack right
into the door frame. The door frame is metal.
Yeah.
Like iron.
Yeah. Yeah. Like pure. And then I'm just on the ground, just like whatever. Like I felt fine. But like everyone was staring at me like with the like the white.
Dude, the kids. I was in like the lobby when it happened. Yeah, and they chased him. They chased him through the lobby,
yes,
and then like
yeah, dude.
I remember
he
that.
Tried to run so into bad. The like the safe zone, which was the band room. So he tried. He was running really fast and tried to make the turn. And then I guess
so
he got
close.
Pushed too.
So close.
So he like oh, his momentum like took him past the door like the door, and he fucking hit his head on the
was
on
Mr.
the frame.
Vitro like what the fuck,
dude? No, and then you know what scared me is when I saw Vitro's face.
Yeah,
Vitro like looked at me and he was like. Like stop.
Yeah,
he,
someone
like,
who
he was like,
never
like
loses
his
their
bottom
cool.
lip was like quivering.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, so they wait, run so they happened? Run right past me. They run right past me and they're chasing Savino. So all three of them run right past me. And then I'm like looking down the hallway, and then Savino kind of makes the turn with them behind him. And then you ended up inside the band room though, right?
Did
you after
fall
you hit
inside
it. Because I couldn't see
no,
you.
I was just I was actually on the floor, like in between the.
Oh, well, yeah. For some reason
so
I couldn't
even in the safe zone.
No,
for
I
some reason
that's what I'm saying.
For some reason,
so
beat the shit out
for
you.
Some reason I couldn't see his head, and all I see is Dom. all I see is Dom. This Dom didn't push him, so he didn't do anything wrong. Dom, this other kid's reaction, and they're like, "Oh fuck!" And like they start running back. They're like, "Yo, get the nurse!" And I'm like, "Oh shit!"
As if the nurse was gonna do something.
Yeah, she's like, "I can know how to do stitches."
But
I can,
like, I remember seeing Dom's face, and I was like, "Oh, he's dead." He's dead. His head just exploded.
Yeah. He actually...
So what actually happened?
You had to get stitches?
I had to get stitches. I had to get a lot. I don't know how many.
You had a concussion too, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I did. Holy they were like telling my parents, like, monitor him, make sure he doesn't sleep for another 12 hours. Like, it was pretty funny.
They say that's bullshit now.
Yeah.
That you don't actually have to stay up. Like, there's nothing that's... If you're going to die,
die. Yeah. I think it... No matter
I think
what,
that's a newer thing. Yeah. I could just be making that up too.
Yeah, don't you know what?
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
So. Yeah, I have.
Martin Luther King was also smothered.
Ask your doctor first before you jump this on that. Yeah.
Smothered with a pillow.
You can get your news here now. Yikers Island podcast.
Yeah. Verified.
Yeah, the most unreliable news source.
Medical news.
Yes.
So yeah, that was.
You have a scar from that?
It should be right around here. I guess
a plastic surgeon has to do it right if it stitches in your face.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Yeah. Then I'll just let any Joe Schmo stitch your face.
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
Did a good job.
It seems excessive.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I do.
I wonder if Blue Cross Blue Shield will
if
pay for that, Jack.
Go on my like Facebook too.
Yeah, my brother had to get stitches in his face, and it has to be a surgeon back then.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it was...
Was your brother's stitches caused by... never mind.
Did he stab me?
No. I was going to say your parents. Was just
no, it was at school.
Oh yeah, I turned it down because it was just making noises and shit before.
School.
And I just
somebody threw a snowball that had ice in it at his face. Yeah, my older brother.
I did that to someone. I threw a snowball that had ice in it.
Yep.
And it made him bleed.
That's how my brother shattered the lobby window in high school.
One time.
Yep.
Oh shit.
Oh shit!
Wow,
yeah, dude.
Show the camera.
Nice Harry Potter.
I want to see it too. I feel like I've already forgotten.
Savino's face.
Da da da.
What it looks like.
Damn, it was that bad.
It was that bad.
Fuck.
Do you remember like the?
I don't really, I don't really remember.
Wow.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Savino looked like he was getting carried out of a game after a season-ending injury.
What
like,
grade
he was, like,
was this? 11th grade.
My God. Like, all you saw was thumbs up.
Yeah, I think so. 11th right? or 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I kind of remember that. I don't think I was in study
hall.
Do
you remember?
Have you ever been hurt worse than that?
I broke my femur.
Only his heart.
Bone. Which is...
That's like the hardest
like
one.
The largest
in, yeah.
like
oh.
bone in your leg.
All right, let's hear it.
Just soccer injury. It's nothing special. Just like I slid tackle and someone jumped
you Kevin,
up.
You Kevin Ware yourself?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it hurt.
You remember the Kevin Ware injury? Leg injury?
Was it Louisville? Yeah, where his leg literally snapped.
Yeah.
He was like... Dear. Yeah,
was
he
it
just
that bad?
He came down on it
that
wrong.
Was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Well,
was like
and he was back like 2 months
right?
later. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, it broke fucking clean, man.
Oh, that was, yeah, this was gross.
Dude, I was watching his game live.
It was just, he just jumped.
He just did it, took a jump shot. Or, oh, or not jump shot.
Oh my God. I'm right. Sorry. No, it was nothing like
it's
that.
It's literally, like, yeah. It's literally hanging.
Everyone had to look away.
I would literally,
this dude's just filming it.
All the weight, oh, all of the weight landed on that thing. All of the weight. Did you see how he landed on that? It's he didn't land on 2 feet.
That's so. Oh my God! You can see the bone,
dude. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's why you can't skip leg days, guys.
I never noticed that before. The bone.
Look at that.
I don't know if I ever noticed that either.
The bone. I thought it was his shorts.
Who else had a bad one?
Did you see? Like you Paul have to George. Like relearn how to walk after that. That's yeah. like a clean. Fucking yeah.
I think what's his name?
They have to do a complete surgery. Yeah. And then.
I don't know, man. Paul George's was fucking pretty nasty.
Wow, I'm pass out.
This one was bad.
I mean, but his bone was literally this was Gordon out. Hayward. Out.
This is Gordon Hayward on the Celtics.
Out in the air. Oh, they're still playing.
And my dude's bugging out.
Look at that. Look at the bench.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know that hurts. Wow.
I would definitely 100% pass out.
Yeah.
Yes. I think your body just goes into shock. Like, you either pass out or you're just, like, go numb. I've never broken a bone.
Well, I feel like that's what happened to me with, like, when I hit the door. It was just that there was so much adrenaline. It was, like, I didn't feel anything at the time.
Yeah, when I got stitches in my head, the back of my head, it wasn't that bad. But it didn't hurt, like, at all. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
It is weird. You don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Are you going to zoom in on this? What
are they? Oh, he's laying down. Can't see it.
They're just keeping the camera, at the like, wrong 75 leg. Feet away.
Again, he landed on the leg.
Oh my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, he landed on 2 feet, people. Don't land on one fucking leg. That's so bad. It just looks so, unnatural to have the sneaker just like flopping just around. Like that. Just like loose.
Oh, bones are weird. Man.
Everyone knows this one. Right?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen this. I'm sorry.
This one's more interesting, I think. It's not like he lands on it bad.
No, he just puts so much force into it.
He kicks somebody and breaks it?
Oh, why are they going slow-mo right away? It's so much better.
Oh.
So much better fast.
Yeah.
Ugh. It just looks like jello.
It looks weird because it looks like it just bent.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like it
from his own kick.
Oh, there we go. Sid Vicious, WCW.
Wow.
That's what we want.
Fuck that.
Imagine winning like that.
Like he can't even stand. Oh,
he,
no,
knew. He knew right away.
I don't know if I could celebrate.
Oh!
Look at it.
God.
Look at it. Oh, it's like it's.
It's an L.
It's literally not attached it's anymore. An L. It's like. Like, did he break his ankle?
And he tries to
here?
Stand on it right like away, and right away he's like, nope.
I think
like,
it's his shin snapped.
Right? Like, down here?
Yeah, right there.
The other guy's leg was literally sticking out the bone, like, straight up, like, through your skin.
That's all I can think about, like, if I got into a fight and I tried to throw a leg kick. I feel like that's 100% what happened to me, because my legs were so thin.
Absolutely.
That's how sometimes I just feel about this. I'm like, anybody could just take two hands and just fucking probably snap my wrist off. Like, bro, nothing there.
Yeah, no, it was nothing like that.
You ever been in a fight?
I did fight Tyler Smith, actually, too. Oh, fuck.
Really?
I did.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It was in Deerfield. We were
for
in,
fun?
Yeah, someone set it up.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You mean the six-period locker room? This man's been in many, many altercations. Are you kidding?
There's so many times in there, too.
That was like you just.
But it wasn't
a
fight.
God.
It was like more like me getting jumped. It was kind of like it was not like 1v1. It was like 10 kids versus
always
Savino,
chasing him, just
and
doing the most.
They had like baseball bats or like those like little like
the pole vault sticks. Like, yo, where'd you get this?
Yeah. You got picked on.
No, I wouldn't say it was picked on.
Did people?
I mean,
like
what else
me?
They were our friends.
Yeah, they all just jumped me with baseball bats and
so
pole
it
vault
was like,
sticks.
It was like,
it was in good fun,
like, dude. I remember one
what
time.
What's wrong with you people?
I remember one time, right?
I got bullied.
Yeah.
I remember one time I wasn't on like track or whatever.
Yeah, you weren't, bitch.
For some reason, I was in the locker room around that time. I probably was getting some out of my locker for like basketball later on before I like left the school. and like all the track kids were getting ready because you guys practice like right after school usually, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So they're all like getting ready or whatever, changing. And I go into the locker room, and all I see is Savino in the corner. There's like four people surrounding him. And Savino has one of those javelins, like, yeah, things. And he's like, get away! Get away! Like, literally, like some shit from a movie. He's like, get! Like, he was surrounded by, like, fucking four wolves or something.
It was like, it's so annoying, like, always being like, on your feet.
What is going on here?
Yeah. That's why I feel like I'm constantly, like, safe now, because I'm always on my feet. Like, I'm
constantly safe.
Yeah, just always stressed out. There was one kid, though, when we did play soccer. I won't say his name, but it was really fucked up what we did. We were all getting ready for practice, and we all just attacked him. And you remember, like, there's, like, the shower inside the locker room?
That's where you were when you were having javelin.
Well, I don't know why. That was the famous corner.
Yeah.
But someone had, like, a lot of tape. So we taped him to the pole of the shower, but like his like face like on the ground, and like turned the shower on, right? And then like went to practice, and the coach was like, "Where's blah blah blah?" And we're like, "I don't know." I'm like, I guess he skipped. Like, what a dick. And then come back.
What a dick.
And then like obviously like 20 minutes go by. We're like, wait a week. I go back to like the bathroom. Like, no. And then
he's just gone. Everyone's like,
he went down the drain.
Yeah, we were like, oh shit. Like, I wonder how he is.
Wait, was he? Oh, okay.
Well, then there was like a puddle near his face, and he just see him like. Oh yeah, so that, yeah, our high school is not,
that's bullying.
Yeah, that's bullying.
That's attempted murder.
Yeah,
it's a little past bullying
nowadays. That would be attempted murder.
Yeah, I never bullied anyone.
It's very loud. Were you a bully, Kevin? I can see you being a bully.
Or were you bullied?
No, I was really mean to my friends. I wasn't mean to like just random kids. I didn't know them. I don't know what kind of shit you're going through. I know my friends. I know your life sucks, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
Get it where it hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I honestly think that was just only to our friends. It's not like we were doing to anyone we didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never try to stick your fingers up someone's asshole that you didn't know?
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, can you say the same?
No, I never did.
You never tried to just
someone I didn't
finger
know.
Pop
maybe,
your friend's asshole?
Maybe Tom, when he first came.
Finger pop.
But like, I've said this before on the podcast. When Tom first came to the Pauling,
he was just a friend.
I was like, yeah, like, I already know you, dude. Like,
yeah, just reach
let me check
back
that
in.
Oil.
You really knew.
So terrible.
Jesus.
Yeah, Kevin's weirded out.
A little bit.
It used to happen like every day.
Yeah, it
like,
was every
strange
day.
Thing.
Like,
that you
guys, just be prom, fingering dude. Each other's butts. Remember? Yes, that dude, I will never forget. I said that on the podcast too.
Zach, it's like watch the chandelier.
Lorenzo. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so I don't think it was Lorenzo. It was somebody else, and they're like, it was. I think it was Klinger. He
it was
like,
Klinger.
Can we
that,
eat?
Can we eat him?
Can we eat? And she was and like, she was yeah, like, dumbass buffet is right there. And he was like, she said we could eat. And then like I look over, and Savino's literally getting like the Jewish wedding. Savino's literally getting tossed into the fucking air, and there's a chandelier right there. I was like,
I think you were talking to my prom date too, right? And she was just like, I don't know where my date is.
I was like, he's fine. This happens often. Yeah.
Wait, was that the C?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
I don't know all these code words that you guys use.
His date was, her name started with a C.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Or was it a D?
No, C.
Are you sure it wasn't D? D's nuts!
Oh, my God.
Got him.
So how many times in your life would you guess you've been sodomized?
Oh, my God.
Probably more times than getting injured.
So not enough.
Holy shit.
No, it's definitely enough. I think I paid my dues.
Sodomized.
I remember like too, when I went to Randy University, there was like a kid who I think he accidentally like put his finger in some, like not like through like the pants or whatever, and like because like he went to go grab.
Kevin's
like,
having a hard time fathoming. Yeah,
I think that the listeners are gonna picture that scene from the stupid 13 Reasons Why, where someone's literally getting like assaulted with like a broomstick, like actually shoved into their straight up asshole.
Speaking of brooms,
like it wasn't like
can
that.
Can we stop? Can we stop with the broom shit?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like after the first five ones I saw
some funny tweet. It was just like, it was like you've never picked up like a broom in your entire day of your life. Now don't start doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so someone did that, and I was like, oh my, I was like so excited.
Oh
I was like, wow,
God.
You guys do that too?
Funny you should
and say like,
that.
What
look
you,
what my
what
mom
mean,
just sent
do we do
a
too?
Picture of her with the broom.
That's so funny.
Call her.
I couldn't get that to work. Y'all saw my Instagram. I could not get this to work. Like, I'm stupid. Really? I tried it, and the thing just fucking fell over at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I just woke everybody up. Jesus.
How could you live with your parents? I could never do that again.
Fuck that. Could never. Fucking I love my parents. I love living with them.
Yeah, not me. I've been on my own since I was 17. Stop. 15 this time. And it'll be 13 next time. Don't believe me? I'll pay you to believe me.
Yeah, did anyone notice how his bail changed too every time he retracted?
10,000. No, it was 2,000.
We see you.
I can't figure it out.
We see you.
We need some.
Mel's pleading the fifth.
We need some clarity on that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a chance to
redeem
yourself.
Because if I'm being honest.
Explain yourself.
Never been arrested.
No, I never had to make bail before. Because,
you know, I'm a decent person.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe there's more to it.
We'll leave it at that.
Anyway. I was going to say, Savino. It's like Savino only does anal sex now because he's so scarred. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get you too, bitch.
Wow. Is that true?
Wow. Is that the truth?
I'll play the fifth on that one, too.
Wow.
If it makes you feel better, I always wash after, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It makes me feel worse.
Okay, good.
Flavorless, you know.
You want the juices
It's only smells.
Yeah.
I made you wash after.
It's only the smells.
It's nothing.
I wonder if I can still find that.
Probably.
Oh, no.
You know what? Maybe it's better if we don't. It's basically a video of this dude.
All right, so he gets all these porn stars, and he,
Well, they, like, want to be porn stars, right? They're not, like, active.
They're on the casting couch.
Yes, casting couch porn stars, exactly.
He penetrates the
Not that
the
I would know anything about that.
He penetrates the anus, and then he removes his wee-wah, and it's, then he makes him
say my meemaw?
Slurp it. His wiener. He pulls his fucking hard, throbbing cock out of their ass, and he makes him suck on it.
Suck on that thing. Yeah.
But then he pulls it out, and it's got a little turd nugget on it. And
You showed me this.
She didn't prepare enough.
You showed me this.
You didn't tell the main part of the video. And then he says.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's only the smell.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, it's only the smells.
No.
And then, don't they play, like, a song in the background, too? Like, shit on my dick.
Yeah. Shit on my dick. Yeah. It was a big old piece of shit on my dick.
I remember this.
Yeah. Nope.
Damn.
Stanky piece of shit. Nope. My dick. Those are good times, yeah. Yeah, real good times. Cake farts, too. Anyway.
So, if anyone doesn't know the story, I gotta wet my whistle, as Kevin says. I really like that. That was the first time I heard that.
Jesus. That's ASMR, baby.
So, if anyone doesn't know the story of all these boxing gear. No, we got a belt over there. It's Dylon's belt. I think we've briefly covered some of that on the podcast before. But the reason we have all this boxing stuff and the belt, and over here off the shot, you can't see, but there's like headgear and stuff for
Jack funded. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
The reason we have all this shit is because I am a backyard fight promoter off the record. And yes, every now and then we may or may not allegedly hold some backyard scraps. So we have a big what?
What is this?
Nah, 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 come on.
S.
Carry on, I'm sorry.
It's a whip, dude. I actually used that in Mr. Pauling, remember, when I was Catwoman?
Oh, my God. Is that what it's from?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I wish you have the video of that.
He does.
I do have it. I got to get
it. It brings me so much trauma.
I remember everyone was so startled when you whipped it. And everyone's like, what?
I blacked out that whole day.
I got to get it on my computer somehow so we can watch it.
And so funny.
But anyway. So, yeah. So, we got a big announcement for the MMFC promotions. We got May 23rd, Dylon is defending his belt against
Tom Klinger.
Indeed.
Yeah, so one? Buy your tickets now. Just make the checks payable to Yakers Island.
Yeah,
Yakers Island Foundation.
So there's more details to come. We're still looking for a venue.
Should we open up betting?
Yes.
I mean, if we're already doing illegal things, you might as well.
Yeah, so me and Kevin.
Why not?
Alleged
betting.
So me and Kevin were talking before the podcast actually started, and I was like, all right, let's just save this off of the podcast. So I have an idea. I'm going to put up a poll on like Twitter and Instagram on the podcast page, and whatever we end up getting for votes, like we'll put a vote up who's going to win this. Whatever we get for that voting, we'll just make that the betting odds. Because I think it's pretty even. Nice. You know, I think it's pretty even. I think Dylan's going to be a little bit depleted, and Tom might have a slight advantage, but Dylan's going to end up probably being the bigger guy when they go in there. So,
yeah.
I think it's pretty fair fight. Not like the last one where Dylan won the belt.
That was terrible.
So, May 23rd, stay tuned for more details. We're going to live stream it, and we're gonna have a podcast for the press conference.
We really live stream the fight, like on the Instagram.
I'm gonna try it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
The press conference is gonna be a podcast, and the fight commentary, which I'm thinking me and Kev are probably gonna do, is gonna be live, or not live. I'm sorry, a podcast as well.
I like that.
So, yeah. And that'll have a video portion, of course. But you can also just listen to it. We'll put it up on just to listen to as well, but. Probably gonna make shit for shit just listening.
Yeah,
but we'll put it up. We'll throw it up there. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm gonna make it. Whoever witnessed or saw or heard about the last fight, this is gonna be 10 times more legit. We're gonna have an after party.
There's gonna be hors d'oeuvres.
We have this whole studio now. Dude, all this equipment.
We should really just set up a grill. We'll do it right out here. We'll set up a grill. Fucking $2 cheeseburgers and shit.
Well,
we'll make a killing.
Yeah.
Killing.
And it all supports the Yakers Island podcast.
Hell yeah.
Your dollars can directly support our podcast.
Well, yeah, so that's the other
part
I was gonna say.
Make a donation now.
So depending on where we have it, I don't know if we're going to be able to have it here, but if we don't, like, because I don't want people being like, well, it's at a public place. How could I not just come? Like, because I want Dylan and Tom to be able to, like, make a little bit of money off of it, because they're...
There's like,
I'll give you money and I'm not even going. I'll pay you money.
Yeah, there is money right there for
maybe
them.
Maybe Jack can come on and pay him for us.
Yeah.
Jack is the first sponsor. He's your lead sponsor.
But I want them to be able to make a little bit off of it, because they are, you know, they're training for it for 3 months, you know,
yeah,
committing to it.
What is training? Tom's blunt in mouth right now, six pack in hand.
I'm trying to be. You know,
supportive.
Dylan's somewhere listening to Lil Peep and eating ramen noodles or something.
Where are you?
I think they deserve. I think
they
deserve
like
a little bit
like
for
little
putting
like,
on a show. It's a,
yeah,
it's a show.
It's like an incentive to someone to like.
I'm not saying they're gonna make $5,000. The winner's gonna make $5,000. $5,000 a show.
Yeah,
$1,000 to.
I'll give them $1.
but yeah, no. So I think we're gonna do. So even if wherever we host the event is different from where we have the after party. You have to pay a set fee to get into the after party, which will have a keg and alcohol and stuff. And that includes your ticket. So even if you just come to the after party, you're still paying the same price. So why would you not go? Right?
Right, right, right.
Smart, right?
What day?
Marketing.
Again?
Marketing.
What?
Saturday
the
May
24th.
23rd. May 23rd.
Oh, it's the 23rd?
Oh. And
are you
just,
sure about that?
No, dude, that's a Monday. March.
I was gonna say
March,
May.
Oh, May.
It's gonna be May.
3 months,
dude. That yeah. That's
May
a lot.
23rd is a Saturday.
I'm sorry,
Dylan wanted
March.
Some time to cut some weight because he's got to get down. He's got to get down there to Tommy Boy's weight.
Okay.
Fat
okay.
guy.
Apparently that's
coat.
A holiday.
It's El Ed Fitir, whatever it is.
Eid El Fitr.
Yeah, it's something.
Eid El Fitr.
As long as we're done before sunrise or sunset.
I'll be climbing a mountain.
But do you turn into an ogre after that? Like, what the fuck?
It's a gremlin hall.
That's
oh, I get it.
Don't give him any water past midnight.
So I can't wait to see what Dylan looks like on the weigh-ins. Oh, so the weigh-ins are going to be, the podcast / weigh-in is going to be Friday, May 22nd. So I'm opening this up to the public. If you want to come and ask them questions, it's going to be a press conference, a literal press conference. So if you want to come and ask them any question flies here.
Baby's first press conference.
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
I don't know what you said, but
it's okay. Keep going.
What did you say?
Nothing. Okay. Didn't say anything.
Is that risky? If we just let anyone
No. I'm saying you're not. If you want to come, hit me up, and then, you know.
Well, no, I'm saying any question flies. Like, that might be a little risky.
Why?
What would they ask?
I don't know. But we don't. No one knows. That's assuming. That's what I'm saying.
They have to get
approval to come from me. Or okay. From us. So,
well, what if we just had them send questions in, and then we just had one person?
You could do that.
From this person, you could do and then that. We read it.
But I'm saying some people might
garbage questions.
No, dude, the fans might want to come and be here live for the press conference.
Okay, yeah.
So
no, that's fine.
I'm just saying, if you really want to come in person and be the person to actually ask it, hit me up. Maybe we'll let you come.
Maybe.
If we know you well enough.
Invite
only. We gotta find a good venue.
Yeah.
Because the issue with the last place. That it's public.
I know.
Like, that cop showed up and left, but if they show up, we got all this shit organized, and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, cut it out, get the fuck out of here.
I know.
That's an issue. We'd fight the cop.
Well, that's why, yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll figure all that out. But, like I said, worst case scenario, if it does have to be in a public place again, that ticket is going to be your ticket to the fight as well, so... Either way, that even if you know we get 3 people there, but 20 people coming, 25, 30 people coming to the after party, they'll still have the money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That makes it more fair to them. So
yeah.
Plus, I'm assuming I'm gonna have to spend a little bit of money again to get some equipment for this because I don't. I mean, last time, like, I want to get mats and stuff.
Oh wow!
It's an MMA fight. Like last time was.
This is real.
No, I want it to be legit.
Oh, they're not doing boxing.
No.
Oh, shit.
I asked them if they wanted, because the last rule set was like fixed MMA. This one, I asked them like specifically went down the list. It was like limited MMA, I should say. It was like no leg kicks, or no kicks, no elbows, no knees. This one, I'm like, yo, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, someone tell me because I'm going to have to write up rules for this and contracts like I did last time. So they're like, Tom's like, fuck it, let everything fly. Because I asked them, I'm like, specifically, knees, elbows, kicks.
Ladder. Someone opens up with a flying knee.
Yeah.
I'm like, kicks, if you guys want to do regular kicks and no leg kicks, though, like, what do you want? And they're like, no, just Tom's like, you know, neither of them had an opinion. So Tom was just like, all right, just let everything fly then.
Someone's going to bleed.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Are they wearing headgear?
I don't know yet.
Oh, my gosh. They really don't want to. The rules on this, huh?
Never mind. off record. I'll tell you guys that. But yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm so excited, dude.
That's gonna be fun.
This is the shit that I live for. It sucks that it's 3 months away, but
yeah.
Do we know anyone with like property?
Klinger does.
Yeah, but
there's like a farm.
I have a few. Well, yeah. Well, Klinger actually did say we could do it at his house, but
yeah.
So
it's a good area.
It's secluded.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it'd be cool too if you like, I know it's like a long wait, like when they're training, you could like just like go like when they're like, so like if Dylan's at the gym, you could just like go to the gym and like, record of like what he's doing and then like be like, yo, like you ready for this fight? And then he would just be like saying what he's training on or whatever.
What did you not understand when I said I'm going to make this one even more legit than the last one?
Oh, like, you were planning to do
no,
that?
No, not that. I was. That's a good idea. I'm just fucking around. But
no.
I'm going to do shit like that.
Yeah. I love like when I like see like UFC like fights getting ready and like they like see like the person like
getting ready. I'm going to do shit like
that'd
that.
That'd be cool. That'd
I think
cool
like every sure. 3 weeks we should bring them both on and just have them talk more shit.
Yeah.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to talk shit? Because I think Tom will say something kind of mean, maybe, and they'll go, and like,
no, I don't
knows,
even picture
like, really not.
I don't even picture Tom saying anything mean at all.
No, yeah,
Tom
I would
just
think
be
Tom
like,
cares.
Do the usual,
we have to like twist this up somehow.
Yeah, what, I
cause
don't know,
a beef.
We have well
create
trust me,
strife.
I'll
figure
think
something out.
We'll figure something out to sell this.
Don't just, like steal Tom's deer.
Yeah, no, personal. Literally steal his Irish sheepdog.
Yeah.
His deer?
Fuck that is.
He's got a
Clear's
pet deer.
Got a deer and like a bunch of
he
different
loves
animals.
That deer.
Seven dogs.
Yeah. Like, it's a pet. It's not just like.
It lives on his property. No, it's.
I've
it's pet his
it
pet.
Before, dude. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Me too. Yeah, it's cool.
They feed it.
It lives with a. Does it still live with a pig?
I don't know.
There's another animal that I saw last time I was there. I was like, the fuck is that?
They have like llamas
and
shit.
It was like a boar or some shit.
It's dead ass a farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I picked him up from his house. I didn't see any of
it. In the back.
In the back. Yeah.
I got the horses in the back. It's all the way in the back.
Yeah.
Yep.
So May 23rd, guys. Hit me up if you want tickets. We're figuring out pricing and all that soon. So it's not going to be expensive, but just want them to have a little bit of compensation.
Make it worth their while.
I felt bad last time.
You should have felt bad for us, if anything.
Why?
We had to stand there and watch that bullshit.
Oh, come on.
And it was cold and it was a waste of fucking.
I was about to say, no, you didn't. You didn't feel bad.
Yeah, I didn't really feel bad.
That was just shit. It was garbage.
I don't know why. I don't know why you thought it was so bad. I had fun.
The first round was okay. And then the second round was Tyler.
The first round was them wrestling.
That's all they did.
Until they didn't.
Tyler got tired after that.
First round.
Yeah, the second and third round were Dylan
capitalized.
Beating Tyler's ass on the feet.
I thought the second one was the wrestling one.
No, the first one, because Tyler won the first round, remember?
Yeah. All right, maybe you're right.
Okay, and everyone was like, oh, shit, he might actually have this.
Then Dylan was like,
And then Tyler went back to the corner and was Dylan standing talking to everyone. Yo, I hate wrestling. You guys, this is so dumb. I hate wrestling. And then Tyler's like, oh, fuck.
That's what I was saying, though. See, my problem is I put money on 2012 Tyler, not 2019 fucking Tyler who swallowed Tyler, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yikes.
It was bad. It was like, I felt like I got catfished. It's like, this is not the man I bet on.
You were.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. If the main thing is for this all to happen, Dylan has to make weight, so.
Yeah.
Should we try to get a second fight lined up? Really turn it into a cool?
Yeah. Jesus. I would like to.
Nice. Mel.
I'm not going to be here that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hiking him out.
Go damn.
Lake Placid.
So if anyone...
What's it like to know like your future plans like that, that far away, 3 months?
Yeah, that is
it's Memorial Day weekend.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, honey.
The 23rd? Isn't it the next weekend?
No, it's that weekend. I'll be in Lake Placid.
Chelsea told me that the Memorial Day weekend was the last weekend of May.
It's the last. Nope. It's the last Monday in May.
Yep, she's right.
Could
we move it to the 16th?
No, they can't. Wow. Tom can't do it until that date for some reason.
Because it's like a holiday weekend.
Because he has hockey shit, I guess.
Yeah. Oh damn!
I plan all my vacations around the holidays now because I use all my vacation time too quickly.
You're going mountain climbing or something?
Climbing a mountain, yeah.
Wait, now when you say that, do you mean like hiking?
Hiking a mountain.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're not like...
Is there going to be climbing involved?
Oh, shit.
What mountain
no.
is it?
I think we're going to do... Oh, fuck. There's 46 peaks that we have to climb, and we've only done two. I did Algonquin, and I did Mount Marcy. I don't think we're doing Whiteface this time. We wanted to knock off two of them in one go, and I forget what it is.
What mountain range is this?
In the Adirondacks.
Adirondacks, okay.
I wish I could remember the name. Like Big Top or some shit, I forget.
Like Pee Wee Under the Big Top?
That filter just makes you look old for some reason.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's good. Thanks.
I'll use a different one if I can figure out.
Thanks.
Did you guys like the emoji text I sent you?
Yes.
I didn't get an
Thank
emoji
you.
Text.
Yes, you did, and you commented on it.
Oh, I thought Matt sent that.
Yeah. No, I sent that.
Let me look.
The fuck? I sent that.
That was kind of funny.
So funny.
Oh, yeah. I even hearted it.
Porter and Cascade Mountain is what we're doing in Lake Placid.
What's the peak?
The peak is...
Like, what's the height?
Oh, I don't know. We already did Marcy and Algonquin are the two highest ones, and we did them first. I'm not really sure why we did that.
Damn, so you guys, like, started off...
This is started the
off,
right motherfucker.
Started off kind of strong there. I was dying. Porter Mountain is number 38 in order of height, and there's only 46, so it's pretty high.
You should join the...
We're going to join that.
No. What's the club in the Catskills?
Oh, fuck that shit. I know what you're talking about. But there's a club in the Adirondacks, too. Cascade Mountain.
Yeah.
They're all high. It's 36th, so, and the two other highest ones, I guess, close up there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You look so excited.
It's very exciting.
Who's we?
Me, my brother, my dad, and his buddy.
Oh, David.
Frazier.
Who the fuck is David?
I was taking a guess. And I that's think Savino's middle name. I think it's kind of just in my memory.
Frazier. It was worked out well.
It's fun. You do like 2 days of camping and then you hike for like 14 hours.
About 30 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. The first time we did it, I was not prepared for like how strenuous that was going to be.
Do you guys like drink like at the nighttime too? Or no? Like when you guys like, rest up, kind of camp?
Kind of. I mean, we don't like black out the night before because we have to wake up at like 6 in the morning. We woke up at like 5 in the morning for Mount Marcy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was terrible.
What time do you like stop, would you say? Like what's like sunset over there?
It's the summertime. So like when we got off the mountain both times for Algonquin and Marcy, it was like 4 o'clock. But you start hiking at like 7. It's literally like 8-9 hours of hiking straight up. Like, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Marcy was like fun. A 14-mile hike or something. I was like,
did you just look at me when you took that stuff?
Yeah.
This is fun.
I went out last year and bought like, let's see.
We're trying to get some new cover art. That's why I'm doing this.
Oh.
So weird.
What'd you try to get?
Sorry.
I bought like a bunch of like backpacking shit.
Like you're a little water guy.
Yeah, like that, a backpack itself, mm-hmm. like all that kind of shit.
I don't use any professional gear at all.
Well, I was planning on doing like 40-mile hikes.
Just
like,
the SIGs.
Yeah, let's go.
Stewards for SIGs.
Just the Marbreds, keep them on deck.
Are you going with your dad again?
Yeah. What else did you get?
I got fucking everything. Poles, why? Fucking.
Oh, see, no. Damn. My dad's friend made us poles out of like tree limbs.
That's kind
of
cool.
They're cool. And then he like tied the little sticks to them because you need fucking sticks. Yeah. If we didn't have sticks, we'd be fucked. You'd be just falling everywhere.
Yeah.
It's bad.
No, we were supposed to do a couple like overnight hikes and then never every happened. Time it just fell apart. So I have all this shit sitting in my house.
The water thing and the water life straw thing, which I didn't even use because I'm like, I would only use this if I was like literally stranded and desperate to drink water. Would I ever use that fucking straw? Never.
Tom Hanks needed one of those.
Castaway.
Castaway. I've never seen the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, never seen
Wilfred.
It.
Wilson! Oh, that was Wilfred. I'm sorry, Wilson.
Even, all right, I haven't seen it. Even
you never saw Castaway?
No, and I love Tom Hanks. So.
Great movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I cried every time. Yeah. I cried every time.
Every time.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's the
nope, never
share.
Heard it. Probably. Is this the Galentine's podcast? Is this going to go on Valentine's?
Galen?
Like your gal pals for Valentine's. Instead of Valentine's, it's Galentine's. Because you're not a girl. That's why you don't know.
I don't know because I still have one more that's not out.
So this isn't going to go on Valentine's
I mean, we could make this that, but how is that? This isn't really Valentine's Day themed.
Well, we can make it Valentine's Day themed. I'm just kidding.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You read my mind.
What
are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
On Friday, she just wants to like make dinner here and have a romantic night. So
you want me to come be a waiter?
Yeah.
Service.
And then I think Saturday I'm going to take her out somewhere.
Service them.
Somewhere nice.
What'd you get her?
A bracelet and a some like ring, like some type of like I don't know. Some
he
ring.
He doesn't even know what it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't even know.
It's just like a ring. It's like
I'm starting to think it's a cock ring. That's why he won't just.
No,
come
it's supposed.
Out
to, it's like some weird design. Ring. It's like some weird design that's like interlocking. So it's supposed to be like our love.
It's like it's like a weird design. It's got this.
Okay,
big
Kevin,
hole in
what
it.
Are you doing for Valentine's Day? What did you get your girlfriend?
I didn't get her anything.
Are you serious?
She said she wants to go rock climbing.
That's fake. Oh, you're going to fuck up so bad. No. That's every
I'm
girl says, I don't want anything.
She's the one that fucked up by not telling me what she wanted.
You know that's not
oh,
how
my
it
God.
Works.
You're making. Where's the camera?
That's not how it
big
works.
Big mistake made over here. This is a huge, big mistake. Huge.
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 This is Julia Roberts and fucking Pretty Woman. Big mistake.
So,
huge.
I didn't get her anything.
Just play
dude, there's
get
still
flowers,
time. There, Kevin, there's still time.
Yeah.
I don't
go
know.
Out Macy's, tomorrow, man. Get something, bro.
Something.
Go to fucking Good Tidings in the Village and get some fucking stupid shit. Something, dude.
Just get her flowers, that's all.
Yeah.
Bro, maybe. Don't fuck this up.
All she said is, I want to go rock climbing. She said, all right, we'll go
where?
Rock climbing.
Where? Like indoor? Like
yeah, the gravity vault.
Gravity vault and Kips. Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
These are mine.
I've been
rock
there before.
Climbing pants.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I just
got you, Charlie just, you just hurt yourself, didn't you?
Seems like you got stretched before
you're
it.
Fucking idiot. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Andy called out. Remember, didn't Andy call out Jack on the last podcast? Didn't he say he'd love to fight Jack? Was it on air? Maybe it wasn't on air. If it wasn't, now it is.
Now it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
I don't remember. I remember talking about it, but I don't remember what he said.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
But I don't even know why I brought that up. I'm not really going
to
expand on that.
I don't know.
That.
We were trying to get romantic, and you brought it back to the
sorry,
fighting.
Sorry. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. I'm going to work. I'm that meme where it's like I'm getting an 8-hour shift for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's the same.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Or like, I'm, well, going to Nashville. Like, I'm going to Nashville for the weekend.
If you ask me, it sounds like.
So does it sound like?
You know, maybe you two need to.
I'm going to Nashville with Laura for the weekend.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's fucked up. You didn't invite me. We were trying
my
to
friend,
make this romantic,
our friend
though.
Laura, you don't know. We went to high school with her. She's a good friend.
Not the girl.
Honestly,
the
though, I really do want to go to
Nashville.
No,
that's Kelly.
Especially since you went. It seems like a lot of fun.
I know. I want you.
I might go this summer. I think that's a place.
Yeah, I would go back. Mm-hmm. I would go back with a group.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I thought that with Charleston, too. I would totally go back with a group.
Charleston's nice.
So much fun.
It is.
Charleston's
like
actually
nice
closer.
Yes, it is closer.
It is.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours,
that's
2 hours
fucking,
closer.
And that's a
Charleston's
crazy drive.
Closer than Nashville?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't think that, right? Huh? But it is.
It's because Charleston's so far south, but it's on the coast.
It's just straight. It's just straight shot down.
Yeah.
Nashville's like the highway goes like kind of like swoops down.
You know what fucked me in the head, too?
Oh,
yeah, right?
Probably.
You go through
is,
West Virginia, and
actually, I don't know. It might be exactly the same. I think Charleston.
No, I just did this drive. I drove to Charleston, and it took like 12 and a half hours.
Yeah,
Nashville's like 14 and a half on a good day, no traffic.
Maybe. What fucked me in the head more was that.
Myrtle took me like 12 hours though, and Myrtle's further north.
But it's but it's also
by
more
like 2 hours.
It's also more west.
That's not.
Trying to think of what time I left.
They're both on the coast.
I left at like 5 a.m. and I made it to 4 a.m. I think, and we made it to Charleston at like 6 p.m. So it's like,
That's 14 hours.
14 hours.
Yeah.
But my mom also stopped at Denny's and had a full breakfast meal, and we also stopped for lunch and had a full meal sitting down. So
I left from that. Syracuse, and it was shorter time. Than it would have been leaving here, because literally from Syracuse is literally straight down.
Wow.
So that's fucked me in the head. I was like, I'm going up more north thinking it's going
to
be
it's
like,
a more highway and less traffic probably because you don't go.
Less traffic. I didn't hit any tolls that
that's
way.
Like when I was telling her, because I was considering going with them. Me and Chelsea were like, well, I was considering going with them. Chelsea was.
Yeah.
Chelsea was like, no.
Yeah.
It would have been a little crazy because we would have been leaving a day later than them or earlier than them too. Mm-hmm. But. I probably would have done it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
1 weekend in Nashville.
She flies a lot. I never fly.
I don't fly.
So she's like spoiled. So she's like, I'm not driving.
You never fly without your combat boots.
I don't fly without my Bible and my rosary beads. So.
But yeah. But
you don't fly?
I do. I have.
I'm only flown
like
three times.
Driving's
afraid
fun too, honestly.
I'm just used to that.
Yeah.
If I have to, I will. But
my parents always drove.
Like if I can drive it, if
it's
like
bad.
less than 15
driving
hours,
too,
I'll
like
do
distracted
it.
By driving. It's not like the worst.
Plus, I kind of like
I
the
like
road
driving.
Trip.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Me too. Yeah.
Plane's so impersonal. With like all those strangers coughing on you, breathing your air. The road trip is nice.
Shitty.
Plus, I'm like weird. I like. We always drove like when I was a kid. So we'd like always go down to Virginia or Myrtle Beach or Florida, whatever. So like we never went to Florida when I was a kid with my parents. But we would like always road trip. So I was like, I was kind of used to that, like stopping along the way, eating at different restaurants.
South of
like,
the border.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that place.
Sit on the hot dog that's 900 degrees, burn your legs. Yep.
See, I think I take after my dad where I'm like, all right, like once we leave, no one can use the restroom ever again.
That's how I am, but my mom's not that way.
Yeah.
At all.
Remember when it took us 12 hours to get to Toronto?
Because, and I was like so mad.
Because we did the
Wade Boggs.
The Wade Boggs challenge.
Yo, clinger, every.
Can you believe I beat that motherfucker?
45 minutes, clinger's like, we gotta stop.
I beat him.
I literally am on the side of 84, stop, so clinger can piss and like someone's front lawn on a side road. Like
I got pretty bad towards the end too.
I didn't stop for you, do you remember? I was like peeing that cup. I was literally I'm not pulling over. I was like, pee in the fucking water bottle. I'm not stopping. I can't.
Then,
we're in Canada already.
Yeah. Dude, I beat Klinger.
By how many? beers.
Quite a bit. He stopped.
I don't
he
remember. I have my shirt out. Somewhere. I think I threw it out. Like, I was the driver. I wasn't drinking.
I think he had.
Why do I have a shirt?
I think he had like 12-ish, and I had like 16 or 17 or 18, and he had like.
Who sat in the front? You did or Rob did?
No, Rob.
Rob's
dude, it was
Rob's in the front.
It was literally like the Wade Boggs challenge in Always Sunny, like the episode, because it was literally like Rob was like, yeah, I'm just here for the thing. Like, yeah. I'm not really going to get involved in this. Trying. And then Ryan was like, I'll try for a little while, but I don't want to like have a shitty car ride. And then me and Tom were just like going at
and
it.
And then when we get to the border, of course, the fucking border agent, whoever is like, what are y'all shirts mean?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, well,
Tom goes, have you ever seen Always Sunny? I'm like, oh,
yo,
no.
Shut up. I'm like, well, actually, this is all the alcohol we've consumed in my vehicle on the way here, sir. That's what the shirts
were you guys,
mean.
Like, you told them, like,
no, I don't remember what I said. No,
why
no.
Did we
listen,
finished all of them before we got
on the way into Canada. They don't give fucks. They don't care. They're like, welcome to Canada. Come on in. Well, you're fine. On the way back into America, remember they were like, so how do you know each other? I was like,
dude, really?
She's like, pop the trunk for me. I was they like, bitch, we barely got the shit to fit in there.
No, but I've been
do
across.
Do you remember that?
It's the opposite for me.
I've been across the border a couple times, though, and they stopped me. They made me pull over.
They
before.
Really?
I,
yeah, I've driven to
hell
Canada
no.
twice. Both times I got pulled over to go
well,
into
yeah,
Canada.
Look at you.
She didn't yeah, pull yeah, us over. Yeah, I remember she made me yeah. pop the trunk. Maybe we yeah. did pull over.
You know, damn well, they looked at it.
She made me pop the trunk, and I remember they're not going to get that thing closed. Remember how much shit was in there? We stuffed like everything in the fucking trunk.
No, I don't think we got pulled over.
Yes, we. I don't know if she made us pull over, but she definitely said pop
no,
the trunk,
like,
and I was like, "That's not gonna close."
One of the times when I went, they made yeah, because it was going to Montreal. They made me
on the way into Canada.
Yeah, they made me like go to one of the pit stops, and they actually like searched all our shit. Huh. And when that happened, I was driving, and I was my old Subaru at the time. And I had like an aftermarket radio, so it didn't fit in like the thing properly. So there was like a little cutout that like you could like put shit in, like under the radio, because it wasn't the same size as the stock one. And at the time, I was like 20 or 19, so I had my fucking fake ID in there.
Oh.
And I forgot that I left it in there. And then as we got out and they were like searching, I was like, oh fuck, because they like probably wouldn't have liked that.
No.
Nah.
Look who you're pretending to be.
Dude, that's
so
what went
they,
with
these
me,
these motherfuckers
right?
didn't find it.
Nah.
Some search team they got.
They probably just thought it was your real ID or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I had New York. Well, whatever.
You got pulled over twice, remember? You got pulled over for the tints, too? Because I was driving the other car.
That wasn't... That's not the time that I got...
Oh.
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah,
you
we
guys
did.
Got stopped.
Yeah, we got
when
stopped.
When Savino was driving.
Yeah.
Really?
Remember...
They took us in a back room, and they're like, everything that's in here is on you, just so you know. And I'm like...
Okay.
What am I gonna do? Like, no. Yeah.
They made me so nervous just so it being like we didn't have to get out of the car. She was just like, "Oh, okay. So how do you all know each other?" I was like, "Elementary school? I don't fucking know." I was like, "Klinger, we just kind of met him." I was like,
"He came on the way."
I mean, yeah. Did I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, isn't it crazy how like you can be totally not guilty at all, and it still made me nervous? She was like, "How do you know each other?" I was like, "How do I know them?"
Yeah.
She made me like second guess, and then I was like, I'm the driver, I have to answer. I was like, she made me real nervous.
Yeah.
Do you have a machete on you? I'm like, no.
Yes.
Yeah, they ask you, do you have any weapons?
Yes.
Every time they ask me shit like that, I second guess it. I'm like,
do I have my knife on me?
There was like, I think going back.
I don't even own a gun, and now I'm like, do I have my gun on me?
Yeah. It's in here somewhere.
Fuck.
Did I forget it? Did I forget to leave it at home?
They were like, do you have like over $50,000 on you? And
my ex
was like, I wish. And I was like, all
not
right,
joking
well,
around
like,
with them.
That's not the right answer right now. Just say no, no. Like, we're going
to
get arrested.
When I went to Savannah for my friend's bachelorette party, there was like a thing that we would do is like steal something from the restaurant that we were eating at. I don't know why. So I stole like a silverware setup, like a roll up.
Yeah.
And I put it at my friend's purse, and like, I guess she forgot about it. And when we went through the airport security the next day, he was like, please step aside. I was like, looking at my friend, like the one that's getting married. I was like, oh, something's in there. And he's like, ma'am, you have a knife in here. She was like, no, I do not. I do not have a knife. What are you talking about? And he reaches in. It's the fucking roll up.
Oh my
he was like,
God.
What were you going to do with this? I was like,
it's like a butter knife.
I was like, yeah. I was like, it's a fucking clearly a restaurant napkin, like wrapped up nice. I was like, that was my fault. I put that in there. And he was like, all right, we're going to have to take this. I was like, yeah, I'm emotionally attached to the fucking restaurant roll up. You can keep that.
That's my favorite Denny's.
Yeah. I was like, the fuck? He was like, please step to the side. There's something curious in here. I was like, what is it?
I love the videos restaurant of people like up. When they put dildos in someone's yeah. and then they just like, yank it out. It's yeah. like, it's like the fucking clown that? Scarves. The thing yeah. just keeps coming. Yeah. You know, I need to get me one of those.
It's Austin Powers with the penis pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking hyped for this fight, man.
It's going to be a good one. I'm like, right.
Who you got your money on?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna have to wait until I see what kind of shape.
But yeah, well, how serious we're taking it.
You know what I'm afraid of?
Dylan missing weight.
Well, that. But I could see both of them going into it like, oh, this is just for fun. Which I mean, I guess it kind of is. But
no. But then, once someone gets hit with one good punch, they're gonna be like, oh, all right,
it's real.
But do they throw a good punch?
Yes.
I feel like Dylan's all gonna right. throw the one good punch, and Tom's gonna be like,
you know, a way around Dylan. That. We got to get a way around that.
Cattle prods.
Winner takes all.
Money?
Money.
Yeah.
Or like 80-20.
No, all or nothing. All we or really nothing. Want them duking it out. Can I know Dylan? For like the $100.
Winner gets the money, loser drinks for free. There you go. There's your compensation.
What we
I
should
think Klinger
do
would
is...
want to lose then.
Yeah.
I don't think we should do that.
They would both drink for free. But
oh, okay.
Guests from now on, bottle. Bring a bottle. And then we'll save that for the fight or the after party.
Yeah. I like that.
And the words of Cameron, I'm broke. I'm broke.
New guest. New guest.
Speaking of new guests, shout out to Tommy from Iron and Wine.
Oh, is he coming?
I messaged him. He
is
said
he
he's
coming
gonna,
with Marianne.
He said he was gonna check us out and he's gonna get back to me. So, because I kind of said I like sent him this long message like saying it'd be dope to have him and all this, and I was like, yeah, if you want to like check out like our podcast and it's more on YouTube and Apple and this and that whatever. So you can
Man,
check
now
us
it's,
out.
Now it's personal when he says no.
Yeah, he's like, I wasn't feeling the vibes. Meh. Fuck your podcast.
I mean, when Julie was on, she said that she
that he would do it.
She,
yeah,
that he would probably do it. So
probably he's cool.
Be a cool guest. So
if
hopefully.
He says no, we bring the podcast to him.
Yeah, joke's on you.
We say, listen, we're paying customers, so
yeah,
we want to speak to whatever
Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy. And he comes out and he goes, oh, here's your creme brulee. Yeah. We're like, yeah, have you been circumcised?
Him. We got him.
If you were 2 inches, in yeah.
What?
That's a good profile. Are you circumcised?
That's a personal question.
No, these are all personal questions.
Is it me or Melanie with this question right now?
Wait. Females get cut too?
No.
No.
I know in some cultures they actually do.
Yeah, it's called like vaginal FGM. Mutilation. They're like fucking.
Genital.
Sorry, yeah, genital mutilation. That's like in Africa. It's fucked up. What are you going to say?
Does it look weird?
Have I don't know. It? Y'all want to Google? Y'all want that in your Google history? Genital mutilation?
I mean,
go off.
Star there.
Go
I
off.
Think,
do
I think
it.
They snip the bean so that
yeah,
it's
they,
like,
there's
right.
no clit.
Good,
so there's
yeah.
no clit. Oh, they literally destroy your clit. It's terrible.
That's the only advantage I have right now. I mean, this isn't doing it.
I need that there.
It's not like it matters for me, though, you know, so that sucks for them.
Get it?
What?
He's in the asshole the whole time.
Right.
Oh, guess you guys forgot about that. Yeah. We're on the same page. I'm listening.
I take the crickets back and restore it with this.
Thank you.
I'm listening
to
you.
All right, that feels better. Oof.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate you.
Where's Ryan been? Because that just came full circle, and every time something comes full circle and Ryan's around, he goes nuts. And he's like, oh there it is. The connection. It connected back. I'm like, all right, relax over there. He's like, oh, I'm about to bust. Where's he been? He's never on.
He's always down for Sunday, but we haven't been.
Sunday. We got to do this Sunday. We got to get back to it.
Yeah, maybe that's when we'll have Dylan and Claire on.
Yeah, but right. I feel bad.
No, yeah, but then there's no Ryan.
No, we should bring Dylan and Klinger on.
Well, unless you want to do two this weekend.
I have to pee-pee.
I don't know. Valentine's Day weekend is going to be busy.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? You're just going rock climbing. You're not busy.
But then I'm getting hibachi Saturday.
Oh, so you didn't say that. You didn't mention that.
Well, you cut me off and made fun of me. So. Yeah, so Dylan Klinger.
That could be going Sunday.
I got to figure out what I can start saying to spice him up a little bit, you know? Like, what do I say to Dylan, though? Like, what can I lie about to him that, like, it's not like I can be like, oh, Dylan, Tom said you're hairy and ugly, because I'd be like, well, you all say I'm hairy and ugly, so thank you. Like, there's nothing that's going to affect Dylan. What do I even say to Tom? Dylan says he doesn't like you Jews, you know, and he's like, he'd just laugh and then pull out a dreidel or something. I don't really know what he... Neither one of them.
I think we need to bring them on.
They don't get offended.
I think, you know what we have to do? We have to bring them on and make them tell us why they're going to win in front of each other.
Yeah.
That'll cause a little tension, probably.
I don't know, because I could see Dylan being like, yeah. Like, he's Dylan's just too relaxed.
He wasn't like that with Tyler in the press conference, though.
Wow.
I think that's, yeah.
That's what
no one would be like that with
Tyler.
Coke. That's the difference maker. We get Dylan and Tom to come in coked up.
Well, Dylan's not going to do coke. I don't know about Tom, but
he's not going to do it.
Dylan will do it.
On his own.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh.
There it is.
I get it.
I don't know. Crack rocks. Did you hear about, did we talk about this? The little girl that died?
No. What are you talking about?
She like, her mom was like a, some sort of like meth head or something.
Around here?
Or like crackhead or something. No, I don't know where it was. But I guess you can like use a bong to smoke meth or crack or whatever the fuck it was. So the water in it was like meth water. And the girl like woke up and like needed a drink, but the mom was like all strung out and like drank the bong water, started to overdose on fucking meth or crack or whatever, and was like hallucinating and like getting like, you know, grinding her teeth and shit. And then the mom wouldn't take her to the hospital because she didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So then she finally brought her, and the poor girl had like this massive heart attack. She's like 7 years old.
Jesus.
Dead.
She's dead?
No.
Yeah, she's dead.
Wow. One time when I was that old, my mom gave me too much Robitussin. She wasn't using her glasses when she doled it out for me. I was legitimately hallucinating.
You're like robo-tripping.
Like, I didn't know what that was, and I didn't find out it was a thing till like maybe 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, I did that. And I was like, seven?
My mom did that.
I was like, I better not, on the record, I don't care anymore, but like I better not say that to just anyone.
You're a full-blown adult. CPS is still showing up.
My whole life, CPS.
Yeah, well, my CPS case was worse.
I know. Okay? Like, my mom drugged me, actually, so mine's worse.
That's why I've been on my own since I was seven.
I was drugged.
You and him managed to fight.
Me and Jack?
I tried to set that up a couple years ago.
I like him too much.
Yeah.
There it is.
What?
The winner gets 170, though.
Imagine me trying to get up to 170.
No,
I had hard enough time reaching 150. Oh, $170.
Yeah. How much do you weigh right now?
153.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
You carry it well, Melanie.
I weigh 150. Yeah, I weigh 150, not 153. I weighed myself literally on Friday last week, and I was like, I have to die now. I've never weighed that much in my life.
But you don't look big at all, though.
Yeah. I weigh 150.
How tall are you? Like 5'8"?
Well, you're tall.
Doesn't lie. The scale doesn't lie.
5'9"?
Yeah, like 5'8 and 3/4 or something stupid. I always just say 5'9".
Yeah, but I feel like that's not that.
I don't like that number, though. I can still remember being in high school and being like, I weigh 125. And I was like, wow, that's heavy. And now I'm like, ugh.
Well, you know what they say.
What?
The winner is the thinner, right?
Yep.
Who says that? Anyway. Who said that?
The sickness for the thickness.
No, that's,
who said that?
That was always a good one.
Who said that?
Nobody says that. Sorry.
Anyway.
Matt, how much do you weigh?
I want to say something. I'm walking. I don't know what I was going to say.
160-ish. What do you weigh?
I'll be there by the end of the month.
About $190.
I fluctuate a lot. I fluctuate within like 10 pounds.
No, hold on. Let me really guess.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'9".
I'm going to say you're 160.
No, I wish I was. A little over 170.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Thanks.
It's hard to guess what someone weighs.
You got
the
winner then.
The winner.
Yep.
You should fight Matt. You should fight Jack.
Yo, I want to fight Jack the weighs? Dana White of that.
Well,
what do you think Jack weighs?
I don't know. It changes all the time. When I go to find him a fight, it's like he magically loses 10 more pounds.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Well, one day
that's 10 pounds of cash out of his wallet. I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. One day he says he's 160. Then the next day he says he's 145. Maybe
I would believe that. I would believe 145.
He looks. I would believe that. He's not a very big dude. And Jesus. He's not tall either, right? I think he's like.
I feel like it's just so hard to be 145 though. How tall is he? Would you say?
He's probably. I don't even know. I can't even guess because he tells me so many numbers I don't fucking ever know.
So many different numbers.
Text him. Ask him.
No, he doesn't want to engage in a conversation.
He's gonna say whatever the last thing he told me was.
Oh, well, what was the last one he told you? Like 145.
Let's see.
That's fucking crazy. I don't believe it actually. I'll find at it. All.
He's skinny. I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm 153 and I've got like 5 inches on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like, he is skinny, but you're skinny.
He said he's 150 to 155.
I think he's skinnier.
Jack.
Than Kevin?
You, yeah.
Really? I thought Kevin was skinnier.
I didn't really look at him that well.
Yeah, Jack's really.
I mean, I'm up like 30 pounds.
I don't want to like say you're not lifting. You're definitely lifting. You're looking good.
Yeah, 25 reps, Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying though, yeah.
Samino's not trying to make Valentine's plans over here. Yeah.
I'll give you Valentine's.
You trying to go rock climbing?
He wants to go hibachi.
A noose.
You want to come to hibachi?
That honestly, works out perfectly for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm giving it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm the dominant one.
Bottom or top?
Never mind.
I'm a power bottom. Bottom.
Depends who buys dinner, I guess.
Power bomb.
Power bottom.
Power bottom.
Gay rich Mac.
What are you, a lesbo?
You ever been on Grindr?
No. It's like a to-do, though.
Actually.
No, I've never been on fucking Grindr.
I've got kind of a funny story.
Did you go on Grindr?
I think you've said it.
I think you told this already. Shut the fuck
I think
up.
We have more listeners now, but.
Whatever, they can go back and listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
I would have told it again, but Melanie made fun of me. And told me to shut the fuck up.
You can't be homophobic and talk about Grindr.
Yeah, what is this bullshit now?
I finally listened to the last one. I don't know. They're all mentally ill, right?
Kevin never
the
had
gays.
No.
The gays.
The trans.
Oh, oh, okay. I misunderstood what you meant when you said they're all mentally ill.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. You never just put out your statement.
Yeah, what was your statement?
I wanted to do a press conference.
About
your statement, about your accusations.
About my alleged homophobia.
Yeah.
That you... Okay.
You think Kevin's?
I was gonna say, and to prove it, I will now slob this meat.
No drip.
Whoa.
Anyway,
it's been very quiet over there today, buddy. I think you need. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pour open that Jack, buddy.
Hey, okay.
What kind is that? Is that honey? Jack honey? It just hits different. Honestly, I would drink Jack honey all day, but I cannot drink regular Jack Daniels.
Can I smell it?
But I love Jack honey. It's like, it tastes so much better.
So much better.
Than regular Jack.
Yeah, I could drink it straight.
I think I drink that.
I prefer to.
Yeah, I definitely have gotten like drunk off that and like felt good. And I wasn't even like, oh, I feel ill. It's good.
It smells like very vanilla-y.
I just want to smell it again.
Oh, I'll bet you a little vanilla syrup in there would taste pretty good.
Oh, it's too sweet.
Never mind.
Oh, it's too sweet.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Just slam it.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
It's good. So good.
It's sweet.
I like that.
That and what's the other Tennessee one? Whiskey. That's known for
honey. Yes, honey. Tennessee whiskey or Tennessee Fire. Jack Daniels is coming out with some good stuff.
It's another bourbon.
I'm a big Fireball guy.
Bourbon or
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Is it Beam? It's Beam, right? Not Bean?
So, yeah, that's the thing. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Like, people, like, mispronounce it. So that, like, yeah.
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Mila Kunis says Jim Beam.
Yeah.
I don't like
this. Their honey's good.
Jim Laser Beams.
What's everyone's favorite liquor, Matthew?
Like, type or brand?
Brand, yeah. Everyone has their favorite, right?
Like, my go-to?
Like, if you go out, what's the drink you're going to drink?
Oh,
see, that's different.
That's very different.
Yeah, that's very different.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm home, I'm drinking bourbon.
And if you go out, you're drinking what, vodka seltzer?
Yeah, probably. Vodka Cran, yeah.
Vodka Cran.
Because it's too it's too expensive to get.
Vodka Cran? Yeah. Vodka Cran?
Yeah, that's a drink that you savor anyway for the taste. You're not just like, I'm drinking this to get blacked out.
Vodka Crans.
Although sometimes that does happen, still.
If I'm home, I'm drinking wine, but when I go out, I drink Casamigos and pineapple juice.
Oh, Casamigos.
When I'm at home,
tequila.
When I'm at home, my go-to for wine has been what me and Savino
discovered. Dude, it's so good.
What is it?
The Cigar Cabernet.
That's by far my favorite wine, I think, so
far. I thought you guys were on that Malbec.
No, that's Jack, dude.
Oh, sorry.
No.
No, that's the carpet.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think this would be my favorite to drink home, but like if I went to the bars, Jack and Ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have CC and Ginger, Canadian Club?
No.
It's very good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it out.
CC and Ginger. I'm and they're always like, what'd you say?
Drunk and be like, CC and Ginger. Amazing.
They're like, what? CC.
Yeah.
You got to say it like that. You don't say Canadian Club and Ginger. You say CC. CC and Ginger.
This is
and
so
good,
sweet.
A good bartender like will know what you're talking
seven
about.
Seven kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good bartender will know what the fuck is up when you say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Kevin, what's your go-to at home and out?
Home? Yeah, all right. So if I go to the store, I'm like, all right, I'm drinking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goldschlager.
Oh, my God. Who is this? Goldschlager?
What even
is
that?
You never had Goldschlager? It's, what are it's like
maybe
you
should brought alcohol to the studio once in a while.
Schnapps. Oh, he blacked out. He's having a, he stroked out.
Well, because he said something last time. He's like, dude, I feel bad I ever contributed alcohol.
He stroked out. What do you drink when you go out? You don't order Goldschlager out, do you?
No. Captain
what is
Coke.
It, though?
Captain and Coke.
It's like a schnapps, but it's like it's, so it's like a cinnamon schnapps with like gold flake.
Yeah, it's got a little gold flakes in it. That's all I know.
Literal gold flakes?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Goldschlager. They don't call it that for nothing.
It's like
yo, bring a bottle next time, dude.
Yeah. I'll have to go get one this weekend. It's like rumored that it,
rumor
it definitely,
has it.
Definitely is not true, but rumor like they say, they lie and say that the gold like cuts your esophagus like little micro cuts.
Get you more drunk.
And then the alcohol absorbs through that. So you get
that's stupid. What the like the brand says?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they would advocate that.
Yeah. We cut you.
So you can get more fucked up.
So you're supposed to drink it, just not even worry about the little gold flakes.
No, you
you drink the flakes. You're supposed to drink them. Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Goldschlager. I would have never guessed.
Goldschlager.
So I like that stuff too, the Barton Oro, the wine. Hmm. That stuff's good. I don't know. And I'm a captain guy.
Captain. Spicy.
What do you drink it with?
Captain Coke.
That's a popular one.
I used to be a big Bacardi guy until Albany that night at your house.
I drank Bacardi once and had a bad experience on like fruit, Bacardi, like passion fruit or some fucking shit. And I was like,
that's all you need.
I used to do Bacardi and ginger. Oof. That was my go-to.
I drank Bacardi remember that big party on 22? I don't want to name drop. Got busted and we went to someone else's house on Quaker Hill.
Yeah. One more time.
I drank so much Bacardi and I was like, this is Puerto Rican rum. I'm Puerto Rican. I like got really stupid and I had work the next day and the mic punched me in my face and there's like 900 photos that you guys took on my phone. Like I didn't even have my phone for half the night and I didn't throw up, but I was very ill. Like I should have just made myself throw
I shouldn't even been there that night.
That's the last time I drank Bacardi.
I was in New Jersey at school and then Tyler picked me up to go to there.
Oh. Yeah. And then how'd you get back?
And then Tyler was like straight up like, I'm not driving you back.
Wow.
Like straight up. And I was like,
what did you do?
This motherfucker, Ty Daddy, paid like $300 for a cab to get him back.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It wasn't even a cab.
You took a cab?
It was a straight up like Uber or like.
Wow.
This
crazy. Was like
Uber didn't
2014,
exist
right? Yeah, what was this?
I don't
2015?
But it wasn't a cab.
It was a yellow cab, bro.
Wow.
It was something weird. I remember I was like, yo, don't fall asleep because this is the sketchiest thing ever.
I know.
I fucking napped the entire car. Wow. Ride. He had to wake me up and be like, yo, dude, we're here.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe he picked you up for
damn,
the night.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I was fucked up.
I told
that
him
night
too not to. I was like, dude, I'm not gonna go home just for one night for a party.
Yeah.
And he's like, no,
it was
no,
worth
I'll pay
it
for everything.
I had a blast.
That was a fun night. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
Well worth it.
Yeah. I forgot who locked their like stuff in their car too. Remember, we all playing with like a co-hanger.
No, I think I left. I feel like I left a little bit early because I was blacked out.
Times
blackout.
Blackout
big time.
I've never there's only been one time where I was actually blacked out drunk and that was at Albany as well. It was that night that we played poker and I didn't even make it out because I don't think it was the same night you were talking about.
No, the night I was talking about, it was just you, me, Ryan, and Shannon, and I were watching something and I was drinking
at my house or yours.
Your house, and I was drinking the Bacardi from the bottle and then chasing it with a Bacardi drink. And then I got really sick
college,
when we were about to leave, and I was like, hold on. And I sat back down and then I threw up everywhere. So I had.
What
to,
do we consider blackout? Or like it's like you, you don't remember any of the.
Like you were conscious.
Because I've definitely browned out multiple times.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I've ever like truly like blacked out and have someone be like, "No, you did this," and I was like, "Oh, I don't have no recollection that, of that
what,
ever."
That's what I'm saying. I usually like when I used to drink back in the day, I used to get like browned out most of the
yes,
time.
Yes, that's
but,
fun.
But yes,
that's like okay. Go on.
Yes, but. There was only one time where I ever actually blacked out. Truly. And it was me, these two other kids. We split a handle of, it was either Bacardi or vodka, and a handle. And we played poker at my house to like pregame before we were going to go out. We probably started at like 9. By 12 o'clock, the handle was finished.
Wow.
Just between Jesus. Us three. And yeah. I like.
Did you throw up?
No, because I fell asleep.
Wow.
But normally, yeah, that's when I get brown out like that, I usually throw up at the end of the
yeah.
night.
But that's when you know you're safe. I feel like if I don't throw up, I'm like, I have alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
I'm, like,
yeah.
I'm going to die in my sleep.
So this was the only time where Dylan took videos of me and like other people were like sending me videos or I saw their snap stories the next morning. It was like me like running yeah. around my kitchen and my living room. Like I took my vacuum cleaner out and I like took the piece out of it and I was like, fucking like one of the kids is a big dude. The kid who's like a personal trainer now.
He doesn't know.
You don't know from Albany? I was gonna be roommates with them and then I didn't go back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
He probably wouldn't even care if I said it, but I
just in case.
Yeah. He's like a pretty big dude, and I was like whacking, and I didn't really know him that well, like at the time. I was whacking him with the fucking thing, and he was like, yo, dude, stop.
I only went to Albany that one time, but I feel like I should have gone up so much more.
It was a lot of fun.
It would have been so much fun.
Yeah, every time I visited, it was fun.
Every time we had a party, I like pretty much blacked out all those. Dude, actually, no, heavy browned out. I've only blacked out once.
You brought us to a frat, I feel like. It was Halloween. Do you remember? That's like the only time I ever went up there.
I don't remember.
We went to a frat and I just remember they were like, only the girls drink the Gatorade, what's in the Gatorade cooler. And I was like, that's roofies. I was like, listen, yep. I am not drinking what's yep. in that. It was a girls only Gatorade cooler full of mystery jungle juice. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
I remember we were trying set. To sneak in some party and they were saying like there was too many people. So we went through the back to try to sneak around. There was a gate, and I climbed over it. Dylan was so
oh, angry. Yeah. I was about to say.
Dylan tried to jump over it, and, like, his leg got caught, and he just ate the most shit I've ever seen. The entire part. Like, we were trying to do it discreet, too, so no one could
see
us.
They all heard.
They all stopped and stared, and were dying laughing.
I've never seen a man hit the ground this hard, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, it was literally,
he flipped.
It was literally like a cartoon. Like, he gets stuck on the gate, and then it was just, like, him just falling straight down.
Yeah, not even trying to
like,
brace
not, like,
the
not
fall.
Not bracing it at all, not putting his hands out. Yeah. He was just drunk, so it was just like limp body just
down. Yeah.
And dude, I guess somehow he landed on his ankle, and dude, for like 3 weeks, he was
so
walking with like
up.
A really bad limp.
His entire phone
you remember
was
that?
Cracked.
No, I don't remember
there was,
that.
The phone oh, was no.
The only thing I remember too is like he landed, he was like, ow, that hurt. Like, that's all he said.
We walked home, I'm pretty sure. It was
did.
Like a pretty
we
decent
did. Remember,
walk.
He was like limping the entire
we were, like,
way.
Giving him shit.
And we were like, Dylan, stop fucking limping, bro. You're making us like so much more late.
It's terrible.
So bad. He couldn't move.
Good times, good times, good times, good times.
Too bad you weren't there for the next year.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
a lot
so
of fun.
Bad.
A lot
we
had of
so
fun.
Much fun.
Albany was great.
I fucking loved it. I do. That's one of the schools I did wish I visited more.
It's right there. I don't know why I wasn't there. I don't know. I was like working every day.
Dude,
I guess.
Used to fly up there and back. I would get up there and back in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like
when I drove 45. That night, I was like, I'm just going to come after work. I was like, and I'll get
unless
there by
unless,
like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And back?
No, I'm saying like when I used to go up and come back, like I'd fly up there, fly back.
Like in an hour and 45 minutes?
No, I'm not saying I went home and then came back. I'm saying like I'd fly up there in an hour and a half and I'd fly back in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So. You're like, well, wow.
I thought you were saying you were like fucking, never mind.
No.
I felt like such a little Jew when I drove up there and I was like, yeah, I missed the, I didn't, I tried to avoid the toll on
the
throughway and then Julia Woodworth was like, that's a 28-cent toll. I was like, okay then.
Wait, how did you avoid that? Which way did you
I forget. I went through like,
If you take
the roundabouts are where that Hannaford is, like on that random back road back there. It's like if you take Route 9 technically up. Like I got off the Taconic.
Must have been all the way up 9G.
I got off the Taconic in Chatham. No, it wasn't that bad. It's like getting, instead of getting on I-90, Chatham. Instead of getting on I-90, you just like take the local road.
And
then I was like, I'm avoiding this toll. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. And then they were like, yeah, it's like 20 cents.
40 cents.
I was like, oh.
40 whole cents.
Yeah. So. I was like, wow, I might as didn't know that. Like, fuck. I felt like such an idiot. I, like, announced it to everyone. I was like, I'm drunk. I was like, all right.
Oh, you came up for Halloween. What?
Yes.
Right. Was that the weekend Derek came up?
Probably.
I don't remember who else was there. There's a lot of
You threw the house party.
Yeah, there was a party in my house, and
I only went to his house.
I got wasted.
Oh my god!
And we were on the second floor.
That was the first time I think I met you.
Did you only come up for one night,
dude?
Though?
So funny.
Halloween.
I think she was up the same weekend, but the different night.
Oh.
But I remember someone was in my bathroom, and I had to puke, so I went to my kitchen window, and it was like the counter kind of came to the middle of the window, so like you only really had a little space. So I crawled in under like the counter. And I was just like sitting under there, my head out the window, like just throwing up everywhere.
Oh.
And she kept coming over and like grabbing me.
Dara?
And was like, come on, like, let's go to the couch. And I was like, you gotta leave me alone. Like, I'm gonna die. Just please leave me alone. I was getting so mad. And she was so drunk.
You went up to me and you were like, we need to make a plan to kick this bitch out of my place. That's how I met you. That's, I didn't even mean, like, you didn't even say
I
want to
scroll back.
So funny.
I took a picture with somebody. Like, I have no idea who this individual was. Like, I don't know if it was one of your friends or somebody else. I was like, I must have liked them enough
that
to
was the
put
day,
it on the gram.
When Mel was there, that was me and Tyler wore the Dwight Schrute costume.
Yes, and I didn't watch The Office, so I didn't
understand.
We took
a picture, too. I remember that night. I wore the Superman.
Yes.
I also, like,
that was so much fun.
At your party, too. Obviously, Rob came here, so I'm going to throw his name on it.
Yeah, Rob was there.
Rob was at the party, and I was talking to him. And
he pushed a girl down the stairs.
No, okay, oh, no. Let me tell you the full story. Okay.
Kind of. So, it's much funnier when you just say, Rob threw a bitch down the stairs.
Rob pushed a girl down the stairs. This is a story for it. So,
who the fuck is this?
Rob and I were in your kitchen talking, and some girl, like, was like with like had a boyfriend at the party too.
Yeah. She was all over everyone.
Yeah, she was grabbing everyone.
Who is that?
And I remember every time the boyfriend
I'm sorry.
I took
a random picture with somebody that night in Albany, and I made the caption like, I found my sugar daddy in Albany. I have no idea who this person was.
He must have been rich.
Like, no. I don't even know who he is. He might have been one of Julia's friends. I don't fucking know. Who is this man? The fuck if I know.
But when Rob, she like went
he, like,
after
put his
Rob,
arm up, right, to get her away from him.
Rob, she kept trying to grab Rob, and her boyfriend was right there, so it was so awkward.
There's Rob.
So, that's the same girl that when Tyler had his
his
party in Pauling.
Yes,
someone put their actual. You know,
don't even say it. Well, she like got so drunk that she like fell down the stairs. Like she went to go grab the handle and she missed and fell down the stairs. So me being like the best, you know, person ever.
Look at us.
Oh, good dude.
Oh my god.
Look how giddy he is in that picture.
Wow.
That's cute.
I was like, oh, Matt's touching me.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm about
the isn't it crazy how
that's Fat Ryan right
what
there.
What is this, Fat Ryan, 4 years ago? 5 years ago.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's too long.
Oh, that was a cool trip too.
Oh. There they are. Oh my god. I came up with that costume last minute. I was like, I'm just gonna wear clothes from my closet.
That's pretty much what I did.
I'm a whore. No, I'm kidding.
Aww.
What do I got? Look at my
iPhone.
Did
anyone ever
tell? iPhone probably died. Look, it's like rebooting. It's my iPhone 5C.
Did anyone ever
I'm supposed to be a Catholic schoolgirl.
Did anyone ever say on this podcast that me and Mel in high school one couple that should have been?
No, we did not.
Are you sure?
We did. Dude, I'll tell you after. I got something off the record.
We did both win class clown though.
We were class clown, yeah. That was good. I thought that was well deserved.
I missed that apartment, and I missed when Julia went in there and threw chips all over Dylan's room.
Dude,
so I love Julia.
Doesn't my
so
dad
much.
Look so much younger here?
Yeah. Wow.
That's scary. And me.
Right? It's only 5 years.
Well, you just kind of look like a douchebag.
Yeah. But I mean, we aged like, a lot. That's like 20 to 25.
I just got out of school.
Shit, a lot of shit happens to you in those 5 years. A whole lot.
Everyone fails.
Adulthood hits you quick after college.
Yeah, when you graduate.
Like, what do I do?
It happens way too
fast. Bro, I was so much better looking as a kid.
Oh my God, you were. What happened?
Wow. That's
fuck. I don't know. You look a little downy.
That's how. What?
What?
Downs? What's going on with your eye?
I look cute.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, there's that focus.
And like, you have that weird space in your hair. Someone should have combed your hair.
That's how
you.
I remember. That's how I met Matt in first grade.
There. Dude, I'm cute as fuck. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I remember him. I'll always remember us this way. Look at Justin. Oh, Jesus.
Justin.
Oh, this is the hockey game where I bumped into you. You guys didn't want to let you in Newark. And then you guys were like, we're here. And I was like, oh, who are you with? And you were like, oh. I was like, oh.
And I was like, oh.
Damn, now we're in high school.
Oh, don't my God. No, that's a great picture. Look at how tan I used to be. And then now I'm like this.
Yeah, what happened?
You're tan too. I don't know. We spent a lot of time outside.
It was fucking June. I mean, we were at Dodge all summer.
I don't look like that in June now. I have the same complexion all year round.
We were at Dodge.
We used to go outside a lot.
He was with child.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes.
Look
was
how
that fat Matt?
Sometimes, no, right? Look at how skinny I am.
I look fat. I was
no. I was asking, was that fat?
No,
that's probably the lightest I've ever been.
Look at my foot tan. Go back. Yo, go. Look how
there's
white.
The feet.
That was from track. And I look at my arm. It doesn't look real. I feel like I used to think I was so. I was like, hey, I'm not that skinny.
Yeah, wait, what the
looking
fuck?
Back, I'm like,
no,
okay.
That's
I'm fucking. I look anorexic.
Not right. That's not how your arm. That's just like.
It's the angle.
The dress
right?
is cutting it off.
Right? It just looks like. I was
but
like,
it looks like it's.
I look like.
See, that's how it is.
Your arm's
right.
really not much bigger. There,
I know.
So.
Yeah.
We mean the right now or
you,
from the previous
no,
picture?
Did you have a.
Why
disorder?
Is this on my
like
face? Wait, why is this on
I didn't have an eating disorder.
I don't know one person in that picture.
Corey Ryan. He's right there.
No, I know him, but I'm saying, why is it on my Facebook?
Oh my God.
Who are these people?
We were so much better looking then. What
Holy
happened to
shit.
Us?
Shit. Look at Ryan and
look at Dom.
Damn.
We used to be.
Tom looks the motherfucking same. What are you talking about?
He does
the
look the same.
Same.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Anywho's. Look at Dylan Smith. Dude, does not look like that anymore. Everyone looks so different.
So
Well, he's got like a massive
look at Sam.
Beard.
Damn.
What are you doing with your mouth?
Oh
you look like
God.
Jim Carrey in the mask.
That's what I was going for.
We don't.
Oh, I think
Griffin.
It was because I was like so nervous to take a picture with the president.
Is that Cameron, Aaron?
It's Cameron. I know. Cameron looks very different too. He's so skinny.
He's like a full man now.
Yeah, he is. Ryan.
Ryan. Skinny Ryan.
Even Justin looks different to me.
So
I don't
weird.
Know. He just looks so little. Who's that? Is that Soph? Yeah. We
Jesus.
All look different. Oh.
I think you also guys are like eating
Mr.
me in
Rhodey.
This one, like one of these pictures, right?
Oh, family photo. My brother fucking was big.
Your brother
bad.
And your dad have a very similar face. You two a little bit.
Really?
I think he looks more like his mom.
I think my brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my brother looks like a Sherwood. I think I look like my dad.
Really? I don't know.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh my God.
I mean, I look Throwing a lot like back. My uncle. I look a lot like my uncle. Look, I'll show you a picture. Right?
Yeah. You have the same eyes, kind of. His is obviously more wrinkly.
Well, it's
because
he's old.
Yeah.
How old is he?
It's like 58. 50. He's like a couple years younger than my dad.
Is that your mom's brother?
No, my dad's brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You look more like him. That's your real dad, actually. We were just telling you this.
That's what my mom always says.
Is that me? Go up. That was me?
Where?
Right there. Oh, that's my... Oh. Okay, well, not that one. The one after that. That's my school. That's my school record
what the
with
motherfuck?
That person that where I'm featured with there.
Oh, this ruins it.
That school record's probably been broken anyway.
Wi-Fi.
What was the record?
The girls 4x1, I think, or 4x4 outdoor. We set a record.
I forgot, but yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That.
If she's on the record with me, it had to have been like I was in 10th grade. Mm. And then
girls
the relay fell apart after that. Then there was like nobody to run with. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Anywho.
I never saw that photo. Are they like so you can only see them?
No.
I'm about to post that up.
Yeah.
My throwback Thursday. I'm about to go find that.
I'll find it.
I did that for my last Instagram post.
Damn, I don't even know that photo existed.
Yeah. I feel like you've got the biggest collection of pictures.
Me?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
On anything. Just in general.
I mean, like the old pictures I posted of my mom. That's my mom's collection.
No, I just mean of everything. I feel like you just have
pictures.
Yeah. She got the kives.
I definitely have the kives.
Oh, kives.
I don't have that.
Just look back on my Instagram. It's literally 7 years of photos now. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't post.
8 years of photos. I'm trying to think of when I made my... Savino's like one of the first pictures. I wish I looked like that still. I feel like my dark circles
have
gotten
exactly
darker.
The same.
Slide that way a little bit and then open your mouth.
My dark circles have only gotten darker.
No, you look the same.
I don't think. I don't think.
You were right about the 4x1.
It was the 4x1, right? Yeah. Alex, oh my God. So different.
Look at me and Dom.
The prom. Aww.
You guys still do the same smiles.
That's was he in Miss Woolley's class with us? I thought y'all were brothers for like the longest time.
I think he was, yeah. Right? That's where I met him, yeah.
That's where I met you, so yeah.
Who was the kid from Pauling that was throwing heat at like the age of 9?
Pauling?
Yeah.
What do you mean by throwing heat?
Like baseball?
Baseball, yeah.
Oh.
Or like maybe like 11 at most.
Probably Colin Suter.
Yeah. Like
probably
gas, or like Brian Reedling, fucking 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah, maybe Brian.
Either Colin Suter or Brian Reedling. Yeah,
Billabong. That's Billabong. Bong, bong, bong. There's Tom.
Yeah,
look at Tom with you. Just my Hollister shirt. Oh Jesus! Look at Klinger. Jesus Christ!
Did Klinger wear DCs?
I think so.
No.
I don't know.
Look at him. He looks like he probably wore DCs.
The Klinger used to wear like Tim's without the laces out.
Yeah.
Like the tongue would just be flopping around. Yeah,
that's now, Mel. That's now.
Is that now? I feel like that's, I don't know.
It might be the same shoes.
I'm not sure.
Look at Greg. Look at Greg. Look at this motherfucker.
You got a picture of young Greg?
Somewhere, yeah. Probably. I don't know about my Facebook, but.
Well, you gotta find one eventually.
Jesus. Get Mel and Dom.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Terrible. hate myself.
There's me and Dowd.
That was a fun study hall.
That is Dowd.
That's our
wait,
freshman.
Go
Brian.
Go like one picture before. No, the other way.
That's
Jalen. Oh, Jalen. Okay.
Yikes.
Nah.
I took this picture in Cameron's basement, or
really?
In the back of Sarah Boffman's house. I think I took
that
photo.
No, that was Cam's.
That was on my BlackBerry. I had a BlackBerry for I don't
holy
know
shit,
what.
Mel. Look at this.
Yo, my God, that one. That was with the fucking Chester, the fucking janitor.
Chester, his name's Charlie.
Charlie. Go back. This is ninth grade. We're children. Oh Jesus. Ugh.
I had a UFC shirt on, bro.
I have a Nirvana t-shirt on. Go back.
Back?
One more. What the fuck? Look at Sean. There was another one. Exit out. I'm trying to see. I don't know where it went. This one. What the fuck are we doing? Is this my mixture? Oh, Cram Jam. That's what we were doing after school.
What is Cram Jam?
Cram Jam was like before finals, they would help you study. Like upperclassmen would help you study and they would always give you like snacks and shit.
Yeah.
I always went to that. It was like free ice cream. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. You could like save your homework to do that. That's not 2007, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Wow. What the fuck is that?
No clue.
Okay.
Anywho's. Just this little stroll down memory lane. Yeah. I like to stroll down memory lane every once in a while.
Mel, don't forget whatever you were going to tell us.
What was it?
You said something before. You said, off the record.
Off the record. Stuff.
Okay,
but I
want to
make sure
remembered.
You don't forget.
I remembered
so.
What it was.
Remember it.
Thank you.
How can you do that to the listeners?
Well, fuck the listeners.
Wow. This is your podcast.
Yeah, and anyone listening, thank you. Well, now I'm like lost. Now I don't.
Well, we took our stroll down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I feel weird now.
That's good.
Take
another drink.
Unaccomplished.
I don't know. Has anything happened?
Has anything happened recently?
Yeah. Oh, should we talk about the finding that new dead body?
In Patterson?
Yeah, I feel like that's fucking crazy.
How many times?
I think Julie brought that up on the last one. They found that skull at the Putnam Diner.
She didn't bring that up.
Oh, she didn't? Oh. Yeah, they found a skull at the Putnam Diner.
Oh, where? Yeah. Where at the Putnam Diner?
Like, in the back of it.
Behind it.
Which what do you mean behind it? Like in the woods?
In the woods. Yeah. Someone was hunting or
but
something.
The crazy thing is that her car was there for like years and no one reported it.
No, her car her car was there, like dropped off. Like she went missing and they found her car at the Putnam Diner and they were like, we have no idea where she could have gone. And that was like in 2018 and now 2 years
and
later. They're like, we found her skull and it's her car. I'm like, well, you didn't think to fucking search around the area when you found her car there?
So it was like a unsolved thing.
Yeah. They don't know what happened. She didn't like walk into the woods to die. I mean, maybe she did.
Was it like an old, who was it?
53-year-old woman from Connecticut?
Yeah.
But I don't like it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like if she had gotten shot.
Well, they only found the skull.
No, they did find.
They found her rest of her body.
I believe so.
Do you think they'll be able to tell 2 years later after it's been outside what the cause of death is?
I don't know.
I'm not a forensic person, but.
Was anybody out? Shit, what day was it? Maybe Tuesday? Monday or Tuesday?
Where?
Just on 22.
No, I never drive on 22.
What's up?
I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something. Dude, cops fucking everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It was last Friday. Cops everywhere. So my friend Courtney, before he comes to the gym, cop show at his house. He lives like right up across the street from Olivet, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cop knocks on the door. And Courtney's big dude. I mean, like 6'1". Muscular, black guy. Cop shows up, knocks on the door. He answers, and he's like,
"Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" At his own fucking door.
No,
you knock, motherfucker.
He's like, "Oh, you're Zhang Kang." Courtney's like,
"What?
Do I look like Zhang Kang? Like, who the fuck are you talking
to?" The fuck?
So there's some weird shit going on. I want to figure out what that was about.
Zhang Kang.
Zhang Kang. But then I leave. I'm going to bring Courtney back home, like from the gym.
Yeah.
Probably passed like 16 cops,
really?
Like on the way there. Then on the way back, there was like another 10.
Yeah, some sus something. Going yeah, on over something. There. Was...
Dude, I've been saying it's a lot here. Do it.
What?
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 You've been saying what?
What you been saying?
What?
You said I've been saying this a lot.
No, he pressed something, so I didn't know.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, I like saw like some like they had like some article that I read that there's like a lot. But ton in like Newburgh that like a lot of hotels and stuff like that have been doing in Newburgh.
Did
like
you
sex trafficking?
Sex trafficking. Well, but Newburgh, did you see the woman that
me.
Like tried to like
Wingdale
drown her
me.
Newborn baby in the toilet in a motel? I think
she
it was
she tried
in...
and couldn't do it.
Yeah, like it wasn't a successful drowning. Jesus. It wasn't a successful drowning. No, it was like she gave birth to it. And then, like, tried to kill it right away, but, like, was probably 2 weeks because she literally just fucking gave birth. And I'm not sure, like, who called 911 or if they heard something. And then they literally, the police were, like, we walked in.
It.
We were, like, alarmed by, like, you know, placenta and, like, she was bleeding everywhere.
They saved the baby?
Yeah, and the police were, like, and then we walked into the bathroom and I literally found a fucking newborn fetus in the toilet. The police officer was, like, I'm honestly
toilet?
A little traumatized from that. I was, like, yo, you're not expecting to see a fucking newborn baby in a toilet? I'm, like, what kind of life is that kid? It's probably a crack baby. Now the fuck, like what is wrong with people?
Jesus,
why are you reproducing?
Yeah,
that is why I'm like, I don't want to get political. Abortion should be free for people like that. Yo, get rid of it. It's not going to be born into any goodness. You're trying to fucking drown it in a toilet and it survives and now it's going to be a crack baby. The fuck. Some people just shouldn't reproduce, know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
Should cut out their ovaries.
No, I'm saying
and their penises.
Give them free birth control, please. Give those people free fucking whatever. I don't want them having kids.
No, we should kill them.
It's disgusting.
Would you support a genocide of like
no
scumbags?
No,
like molesters and rapists
no.
and murderers and stuff.
No, I don't know.
I'd be all for it. We're like, yeah, we're taking everyone who's definitely a shitty person.
That's like a lot
like,
of people.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be left with much.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Ted Bundys of the world, like people like that, you guys would be like, no, don't.
But then
kill
we would
him,
have like no like good
fuck,
Netflix documentaries left.
Yeah.
We could make a lot of good documentaries
about
the
shitty
the
ones
Ted
like Aaron
Bundy
Hernandez,
genocide.
Fucking shitty ones.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. Heard it's all about him having gay,
gay
sex.
Gay. He
Ted
was gay.
Bundy?
Aaron Hernandez. He was gay. He was in the closet. That's why he killed people. He was gay.
Seems weird a little bit.
Jesus.
What do I know?
Nothing.
Apparently.
Y'all hear about the court case in Poughkeepsie? The woman that shot her boyfriend point blank dead in the head.
Yeah.
But she said he was abusing her. She got sentenced 19 years to life.
Yeah.
Even though they just passed that domestic violence act, whatever. They're like, yeah, you're not, you don't qualify for this. So just going to jail forever. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yikes. But so it was like self-defense?
That's what she said, yes. But he's dead, so, you know, it's her word against a person that she shot. Man, yeah. And they can tell that she shot him in the head, like, put the gun to his head. So they're like, the prosecution said he was asleep, and she said, no, he was awake. We had a struggle, and I shot him. She's like, I lunged at him and shot him.
But they were able to prove that?
No, they can't prove. They can't prove.
Point blank in the head.
Yeah, like... That's what she said.
I'm interested where in the head, because like some states have like the laws where if you shoot them at the back of the head,
like execution,
like if it's a burglar, right? Like if he comes to your house and you shoot him in the back of the head,
that's bad for you.
That they might do the argument where
he was running away.
He's running away.
Yeah, he's trying to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not
the laws are crazy, bro.
Dude, the laws are so fucked up.
The laws are crazy, bro.
For like breaking.
Florida, stand your ground. Why is that not everywhere?
What does that mean?
The Florida has the stand your ground law, where if like someone's breaking into your house, you can shoot them and kill them. If you do that in New York, I don't think you're covered. Yeah. Like, you go to jail.
It has to be like a specific scenario.
You're going to jail for murdering someone who tried to kill you in your own fucking house.
I don't give a fuck if you have. I'm not gonna even check if you have a weapon. If
I'm shooting, I'm shooting.
Yeah,
I'm shooting.
And I have a gun. I'm shooting you.
I'm shooting
in the face.
I'm shooting. Yeah. I'm shooting to kill.
Yep.
Like, what am I supposed to just get? Roll the fucking. Might as well roll the dice.
Yeah. Right. The fuck do I know what you're gonna do? You're my.
Hey,
fucking
sir. Head. You need to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Now, Mister.
How well did that work?
Like what?
It's crazy that it varies like state by state. You think it would just be like a federal, universal law in this country about like. Different things like that, but states' rights, I guess. You know, whatever.
I feel like people making the laws picture it to be like a movie. Like you see them breaking in, and you're like, you sneak up behind them and be like, drop the gun, and they just. Like, oh,
that's
fuck,
not
fuck.
What happened.
You all of a sudden have handcuffs on you too.
Yeah,
you cuff them.
You got them.
To call the authorities.
Yeah, I did a citizen's arrest at 4 a.m.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a trained killer.
You know he's like actually very anti like gun.
Really?
He's from just, around here. He lives in Millbrook.
Millbrook, yeah. Which it's just ironic. Like, every movie he's in, he's like this fucking
assassin.
Do you remember the story where like his friend was raped?
So he hated black
people. Oh my god, that was a bad interview for him.
Why
he was like,
you
I
even
used
say that.
No, but he said he was like, I used to follow around black guys and just like think about like killing them and like thinking like that could be the guy. I'm like, all black dudes raped your friend?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That was like that's like something you keep in here. Like, so, like I did this, but those like I'm not going to tell anybody about it. That's not things you say in a live interview for a movie promotion.
Yeah, like,
I fucking used to hate blacks.
Yeah,
it's like,
ugh. Celebrity at that point.
Not the thing to, I mean, but I'll, never, yeah, not the thing to say.
Foolish.
Yeah. Bad.
I feel like
bad
if I was
take.
A celebrity, I think I'd be good and not say dumb shit.
I would be the worst. But I would get canceled within like the first 10 minutes of being famous. They'd play back this podcast and I'd be fucking
that's
shut
what it,
down.
That's what I was about
they'd
to
like,
say.
We're
like
actually
past stuff.
You're off SNL.
Yeah.
It might be kind of fun though, because I really do enjoy arguing. So if I had the entire world coming at
listening
me, like that's
you?
Just like the most fun. You
that's,
can't have.
That's where you shine. You feel like right? Yeah. Let's get it going. Yeah.
What are you saying, Matt?
I was going to say, did you guys see, I never actually saw it, but did you see what Ari Shaffir said about Kobe or something?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
Did he tweet or something?
He said that it was a joke that he always does this when a celebrity dies. He'll like shit on them. And he put the Kobe video up before he realized like other people died with him.
Yeah.
Like his child. So he was like, anyone who's my fan knows that like I do this when a celebrity dies. Like when Kobe died, people were like, oh, where's your Kobe video? Before he realized it was like an actual accident crash thing.
I feel like everyone knew like the Dodgers were there.
I know. Like, that was like the first thing I saw. It was like Kobe and his whole family
died
in a
helicopter
crash.
Yeah.
I was like, well then.
Well, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So what did he actually say?
Oh, the video's still up. Find it.
He
was like, yeah, I found it easily. I mean, I found it when it was still up, but no, just Google Ari Shaffir.
I just did.
Kobe video. It should come up. I'll find it. All right,
wait, can I use the bathroom quick before you play this video?
And it was like, it's a good day when a rapist dies is basically what he started off the video. There he goes. Kobe Bryant. Yeah, he was in Charlotte. basically, he was like, I'm not sad because a rapist died today. I was like, yikes.
Jesus.
You know, Ari Shaffir actually drugged Bert Kreischer recently.
Who's that?
It's one of the other comedians, right? It's
yeah,
one of
their friends. Oh, okay. He's another stand-up comedian. The Machine. You ever seen that video? The guy with the shirt off telling the Machine story?
I don't think so.
Okay.
With, like, Russia.
Sorry.
But he slipped Molly in his drink.
I could totally see that, too. They, like, they shit on him.
Because Bert does a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went over to Bert's house to do it, he did that. And the funny part, and like all his friends were like, dude, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Like Rogan, they had a podcast where Rogan, Tom Segura, and Ari were all, you know, they were all on the podcast, and Bert. And that's when they first like told everyone what happened. And they were all like, dude, you can't do that. Like that's bad.
That's terrifying. A lot of things can go wrong with that.
Yeah.
And
like a lot.
And I guess when it first happened, it was something like Bert was like, oh, dude, like, I feel weird. Like, are you on Molly right now? You're acting weird. And he was like, are you?
Is you? Where is it? I swear it was up. He might have taken it down, but I fucking watched it. I watched it on his Instagram, and then he took it down. I watched it somewhere else again.
Yeah, it's probably
gone. Let me just replay this. There it is, to the left.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the actual
the
video.
The fuck? I hate when people fucking put the fucking...
this is the Young Turks.
Come on. They're not even going to play it for you?
Just you or YouTube it. Yeah, look it up on here.
See if it shows up in this one. There he is. That's it.
In an open wound.
As I know, there's always a lot of, like, hate and pain in the world, and there's always a bunch of terrible stories.
Meet Ari Shaffir.
And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. The guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets.
Shaffir with an upper
not the thing to say.
Shaffir tweeted, Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers.
I know, like, it was bad. Like, there's no being like, oh, I just mock celebrities when they die. It's like,
quick example. Are contributing aplenty to the NRA and pro-gun politicians, discarding the lives lost to gun violence each and every day in America, including NIP.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's bad. Bad bad take to go. Bad hot take to post on the internet, like within the hour of him being dead.
I mean, what else do we expect?
Ari Shaffir dropped by management.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video with the illegals?
Yeah.
No.
He, like, goes to Home Depot and picks up a bunch of, like, illegals trying to find work,
mm-hmm.
flies them over a bunch of speed bumps and shit, and then drives them to, an immigration center and starts blowing whistles and is, like, laughing at them, just, like, running away.
That's terrible.
That's kind of what we'd expect from him, I guess. Yeah.
But is it funny?
Have you ever seen his Netflix specials?
Yeah.
Plead the Fifth.
Have you?
No.
You should probably watch them before they take them off, because they're really funny.
Yeah, they're nothing like
with
that,
his stand-ups?
Too. Yeah.
They're probably already taken off.
Yeah. They're all right. They're pretty good.
They're really good.
There's really not many people I enjoy stand up with. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I love Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. He's so good.
Awesome.
I do like him. He's funny.
He's hilarious.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Ari Shaffir's stand ups are really good, but he's going to be fucked now, man. This is going to be like some Louis C.K. shit.
Yeah.
Well, that was a little bit different.
I think this might be worse.
He was masturbating in front of people.
Didn't he ask, though?
That didn't want...
Yes, there was.
Here we go. Back to episode two.
Didn't want...
Didn't he ask?
No, he did ask.
Yeah, that's not the argument is that, like, of course they're not going to say no. It's like they're aspiring female comedians that, like, feel pressure to say yes to him because he's, like...
I think that's stupid, though. Have a spine.
Well,
I don't care if it's fucking the Queen of England. If she's like, hey, you mind if I flick my bean in your face?
I'm you like, would no, be surprised bitch. What you would do when you're put in a situation like that. You think you'd be like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to fucking fight him. Like, I would never do that. And then you get in that situation and you're like frozen. Like, you don't know what to do. Fight or flight. And so, you just sit there and you're like, okay, like this is happening.
The reason why I don't think Ari's fucked. I feel like it's going to start controversy on this.
good.
Is because the group that attacked Louis C.K.,
mm-hmm.
that was like saying that's not right, is also, they would also say that they agree with him.
Yes.
With Ari Shaffir saying that Kobe Bryant was a rapist.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't.
Those type of people aren't going to come for him.
They're not going to come for other him. People if they see it, they're going to be like,
oh, he's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about just like as far as getting work and stuff now.
Yeah,
like,
after.
No,
he had to like drop a bunch of shows in the city.
He's filming his special this month, actually. Now,
where's he filming it?
In New York City.
At least it's not LA.
Yeah, it sucked if it was LA. But New York City's almost as bad.
Still happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get canceled. Is it going to be harder for him to find work? Yeah. But I don't think he's going to be canceled like Louis C.K.
I don't know.
What does Louis C.K.'s done, right? He doesn't even, does he do anything
anymore?
He's
starting to go back up again.
He is?
He's
coming to Poughkeepsie soon. I was actually going to buy tickets, but it's expensive. It's actually more expensive than I would have thought for someone who got canceled.
Yeah. How much is it?
Cancel culture, baby.
More than my Sebastian tickets that I bought.
Wow. Where is he doing it? Civic Center?
Yeah.
Like 80?
What? No.
More?
Almost like $200.
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm not doing that. He is very funny, but when that all came out, I was like, that's weird.
He's so funny.
Even if the women let it happen, whatever, what kind of, you're weird.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Definitely.
You got issues with sex and like sexuality. But, like, I don't know. Why are you get off on, masturbating just in front of another person that's clearly like, okay, like uncomfortable with the situation. You still came? Like you still got to beat off?
But there's also people that like enjoyed to be pooped on.
But they hide it, and they're not celebrities. And if they are, they hide it very well, and I never have to know.
Well, I mean, he hid it pretty well until people came out.
Until
about
some,
it.
Yeah.
So, like, how did do we know? There's
did
not
he hide
somebody?
It though? Because his stand-up is kind of like
that's true. Yeah,
he's
also
life.
Leads me to believe that like, he genuinely didn't see an issue with it. If he's out, like,
so
oh
weird.
Fuck it, let's just make jokes now. Like,
that's so bizarre.
It's kind of funny. I don't know.
It's like that's mental illness. That's mental illness.
I don't think it was. I wasn't surprised it was from him though. Based on his jokes, it's like
yeah. Well, he's
all comedians are fucked up, I think, but I didn't know that it was to that extent. I was like, ooh, that's kind of gross.
I can't wait to see his new comedy because he's probably gonna have like shit about.
He's gonna
that.
Talk if about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for
will.
Sure. For sure.
Sure.
Probably.
I think that's the best way to go about it. Come out, address it, make it into a joke, and then laugh about it.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah. I wouldn't have. I would have. Done my best to refuse to have been canceled as well. I would have started immediately just, look, this is funny. Let's laugh.
Mm.
I get it.
Mm.
I loved, was it Grammys? Oscar?
When?
Oh, I thought you meant like grandmas.
No,
when
no,
was
no.
this?
The last weekend.
Oscars.
Oscars. Mm-hmm. Where Chris Rock was like, yeah, like pretty much now we can't have opening comedians. After
because
like,
everyone's have tw- he said Twitter. Everyone has Twitter and someone said something bad like 7 years
last
ago.
Last person
like,
we tried
yep.
to do that was Kevin Hart, and then he got.
He said, "Yeah."
Some
what did he say? Faggot.
He said homophobic stuff. Like he would like if his son was gay, he would slam a dollhouse on his head.
Yeah, something. Like that.
And I love Dave Chappelle's like stand up. He's like, this dude has to buy him a dollhouse in order to smash it on.
Yeah.
Him. Like I don't think you guys realize this, but yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
So that's why they don't have comedians open up.
Everyone's canceled now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they wanted Kevin Hart to host it a couple of years
ago. They did.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
people,
you have to apologize. And he's like,
Kevin's like,
people dug up those tweets. That's why I can never be famous. I'd have to like eradicate my entire social media presence.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought he did apologize.
He already had like after it originally happened. And then the Oscars wanted him to apologize like again. Like
yeah, but I thought he did because I remember Ricky Gervais coming out and was like, you're a pussy. Like, don't apologize for your jokes.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
So he
definitely didn't want to again. That's
he
why
didn't,
he didn't host
yeah,
it.
And then he did apologize on like, was it like Ellen or something like that?
Probably.
And then they wanted him to keep apologizing. He's like, no, I already said sorry. I already explained it.
Yeah.
Let's just drop it and let's just continue forward. And they wouldn't. And so he was like, fuck it. I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, it's crazy now how quick people are just like end their career. and their fucking career.
So crazy.
I'm glad he did that though, like that way. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, their career.
Same.
Like that kind of exposed like the Oscars. Like,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're playing the safe game now. Like this year was just like opening up with what's her name, like performing a song.
Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
So fucking dumb, dude.
SNL's the same way. They fired that guy. He didn't even get like one day on the fucking...
I'm telling you, bro. None of these people that dig all this shit up and like...
Like, it's wild.
Bring it up. Like, they're not even actually mad. They're just like trying to like cancel people.
They're just trying to, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like stir up the pot.
They just
like,
enjoy ruining people's careers.
It's so crazy. Like, they get off to that. Like, yeah. No, you're not actually mad about that. You're not.
Yeah.
You're just not.
Let me just go back in the hives and see what I can dig up.
Like... If you're looking 7 years back, that person's literally not even the same person anymore.
No. Well, that was his argument,
too. That was when the internet was, like, free range.
Yeah.
You could say anything.
Yeah. You could say. The shows and, like, movies could say anything, too, at that time.
And the reason you can't is because of those types of people.
It's cancel culture, bro. Yeah. That's a real thing. That's going to be a thing, like, in a textbook in 7 years. They'll be like, and cancel culture was rampant during this time.
Will it ever end, though? Because, I mean, like,
yeah.
The further we advance, though, it's just the more... opportunities people have to fuck up, the more platforms people are going to fuck up on. And there's always going to be those types of people that are like, well, wait a minute, you said something I didn't like.
They're going to have
643 years ago.
They're going to have to make laws that like every 5 years it refreshes and that you can't count that against somebody.
Right?
I loved South Park though, because like they had an episode like when PC started in their town and they're like, oh, I remember this. Like when back in the day, like PC, like started like early 2000s, and then people just forgot about it, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, how long do you think this is gonna?" I think it's perfect from South Park. It's just like I think it's going to end. I don't know.
I just don't know how it does.
It's just weird though, because of Twitter. It's like, or any social media.
No, you know how it ends. Donald Trump 2020, boys.
That just get people mad.
Well, we can't. It's not going to be Bernie because the fucking.
I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Can we not turn this into a political podcast?
I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
I was going
to
say
it's hard not to,
regardless of your political beliefs. I was just going to say how it's. I've already said it before, but
the Iowa caucus.
I missed that one.
They said he took New Hampshire.
No, how the Bernie people are freaking out on Bernie because because he posted a clip of Rogan endorsing him. Because Rogan's some alt-rightist. Like, this is why Bernie's not going to get elected. Because you fucking idiots are getting mad at him for posting an endorsement by the biggest podcaster ever.
Yeah, ever.
Like,
yeah.
And you're mad because Joe Rogan's such an alt-rightist. Because he hunts.
I'm voting for that. Literally Bernie's a big supporter
Of
gun rights.
Everything else.
Big time.
Everything else, Rogan is fucking pretty much
a
lefty.
He says it, too.
I wouldn't even say that. Rogan, he thinks for himself like everyone else should.
I don't know. I don't know if I can say that.
What?
That he thinks for himself. Joe Rogan's kind of a chameleon. Every person that comes on, he like picks up a couple of their beliefs. And it's like it could contradict something that was
from,
in an episode a week ago.
Hawaii.
It drives
her
me
name?
Fucking nuts. Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, dude. He sucked her dick
she's a
so much.
Puppet.
When she
fuck
came
her.
On. Like,
I'm starting to sound like Hillary.
Tulsi
she's
Gabbard.
She's a Russian incel.
Tulsi. What did she do? She did something that bothered me.
I
don't even remember.
I hope she wins against this lawsuit against Hillary, though. I won't
she
lie.
Didn't vote to indict or something. I forget what she said.
No, she did.
To
she
indict
was,
Trump?
Yeah, didn't she?
Isn't she a Democrat? And she didn't. She was like one of the only Democrats to be like, she was actually like, I have no vote. She like didn't vote, which is like, okay, you're voting for no. If you don't vote for yes, if she was like, I want to be the middle ground because she's planning to run for something else and she didn't want to be too left.
During her campaign, she's also.
It's all fucking fake.
She was looking to like get Trump supporters too.
Yes.
So like she was
she's
like,
not
I don't
gonna vote to indict
off,
him.
Yeah, I don't want to vote. And like,
so then
like
be a Republican. Why are you? Then why are you running under the Democrat? Like, I don't understand political parties.
She used to be part of the Democratic.
The fuck.
The
I'm not arguing
on the Democratic party for she was when last election she was part of the what's it whatever it is called the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So she stepped down because she wanted
the DNC.
Correct.
The National Committee.
She was part of the DNC, and then she stepped down to help Bernie Sanders out. So Hillary Clinton was pissed off about that.
They all fucking, it's crazy. They all
so
hate
it's,
each other.
Yeah, it's wild.
You're all are out
and
for
then
the
now
same
her
thing.
And Bernie
fucking,
hate each other, so it doesn't make sense.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie don't like each other anymore because he's apparently, allegedly, she just remembered last month that he said a woman could never win an election or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's crazy, Elizabeth. You just remembered this information when y'all are coming neck and neck in the primaries?
I feel like
that's
now,
interesting.
Like, what the Democrats are doing is like
they're giving Trump the election. They're fucking idiots.
That's literally
just
what
like
it is.
The last.
They're
one.
Literally setting him up to win.
You're fucking idiots.
You're
making each other's supporters go against each other. Yep. So then when finally they come, they're not going to vote.
No one's going to vote.
Then
yep.
You're
going to
have
and Trump's
Trump
gonna
collect
win.
All those votes again.
That's what yep. I'm saying. Yeah. I was listening to Rogan had Rashad Evans, the UFC fighter or the retired UFC fighter on. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about woke culture. And Rogan was like, woke culture, like, if you're actually woke, that's, like, a good thing. But if you're, like, woke to, like if you're, like, you know, social media woke,
yeah.
Like, you're just trying to force everyone into your belief,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And at that point, that's when you start, like, people start saying, like, oh, yeah, woke, like, yeah, I agree with this. And then it's, like, they're so over the top that they're, like, no, you know what? I'm just going to go vote for Trump again.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Yeah, yeah. Because
you're like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Exactly, yeah. And you're just having everyone just kind of fighting each other again. And it's like, it's kind of funny and stupid because they were like saying how like stupid it was for Trump to do that, for him to win his campaign, and he was just offending people.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
people like
look,
that.
Look what it is now. Like, it,
people
it's,
appreciate
it's
that about
to, yeah.
him. I'm not sure why, but they do.
It's free publicity at the end of the day. That's yep. That's what it is.
Yep.
All right, we're at 2 hours. I gotta go to sleep.
It's karaoke time, is what it is.
Are we doing karaoke?
Yes.
I feel like we should do We Didn't Start the Fire, because after all this political debate.
We can do that. It's a little fast, but we can do that. Shut the fuck up, Kevin. No one said you had to do it.
Kevin, what song do you want to do?
He doesn't sing.
I don't do karaoke.
He doesn't do karaoke. Fucking nerd.
Well, now I feel bad. Now I feel like we don't have to do it.
No, we're doing it. Don't worry. He never does it anyway.
I never do it.
We just...
Song's really fast.
Yeah, it's actually really, really fast. No, you could stop it. It's fine. I was just trying to like keep a company.
Jack had better choices than this.
Yeah, tequila.
You know what? How about you fight him? How about that?
I just complimented him. You know why would I fight him now?
Because
please,
you guys are good
friends.
This
ends it on a high note. This makes me go home, and I am really happy when I go home after we do this.
Well, you have to tell me a good song then, because I'm not doing this.
Yeah, this is like...
And
is
I gotta wrap this up.
Guys, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed soon.
He's gotta go to bed.
So do you have a song right now? Because
I know.
Otherwise,
Star Spangled Banner.
No.
If not, I'm ending.
What's up, Chelsea?
Well, now you put bad vibes on the karaoke, so I guess we're not doing it.
No.
And this was not my fault, so.
Big, yeah, no, it all started. You planted a seed. You just planted the seed, so.
That was like an actual ball.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Yep.
Karaoke was not my fault. I don't support it, but it wasn't my fault.